Radio.com studios. It's The Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Wednesday, October the 3rd, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to take a look at what has happened to the blue wave. And I think as we see this blue wave begin to diminish and disperse, I think we've seen the Republican base reactivated by this circus that they have seen in Washington, D.C., this shameful lies and manipulation that we've seen by Dianne Feinstein, holding information until the last minute and putting it out there. And then as we examine the information that's come out, and of course every day we're seeing more information coming out about Ford's credibility or lack thereof, not only what she was doing as a psychiatrist, but also the fact that now we have testimony that, yes, she did commit perjury. She said that she had not helped anybody, coached anybody ever with a polygraph test. And we now have people saying, no, I saw her coaching people on how to pass a polygraph test. That is just part of what is suspicious about this polygraph test, not to mention the fact that there is no corroborating evidence. And we have the FBI supposed to release their report today. There will be a vote this week. So we're going to tell you what the odds are on this. And we're going to tell you what happens when we get to vote, we the people, because I think it has energized a lot of people about this. And we can see this in the polls in some very key races for the Senate. We're also going to have on today an individual who wrote a book on Texit. And I remember when we were about a month out from Brexit, and I saw a report that was filmed by Boris Johnson. He was like in the back of a limousine or something talking about 8 reasons why the British should vote for Brexit, should vote to leave the European Union. And as I was watching that, I thought, wow, that sounds like reasons that we should be leaving the United States. We should have a secession. We should have a Texit. And of course, if you talked about Texit, you were called a racist, you know, because, oh, this is secession. We settled that back there in the Civil War, and anybody that wants to have secession is a racist. No. Our country was founded on the idea of self-governance. And so when I looked at those 8 reasons, they were all valid reasons. I said, you know, they're all actually stronger reasons for Texas to leave the Union. As a matter of fact, we get more regulations from Washington, D.C. than they get from the European Union. We send more money to Washington, D.C. than they send to Brussels, and on and on and on. So today we're going to have the author of Texit. We talked last week to the publishing company, Defiance Press, who published the book. It was trending number 1 on Amazon. And then Amazon took some very unusual measures that we've never seen before to try to shut down its popularity. First of all, making sure that you couldn't buy the book unless you had a Prime membership. Never seen anything like that before for any product, let alone a book. Then putting a ban on buying more than a couple of books and changing the number of books that you could buy, because a lot of people were buying it, several of them, and sending it to friends, to legislators, because it lays out the case very clearly. I think it's also important, and it's one of the first interviews that I had when I started the show a little over a year ago. I talked to the people in California about CalExit, because that was a movement that was not started by conservatives. And it was California, which, of course, cannot be racist ever, just like the Democrats can never be sexist, even though they hate men. They can never be racist, even though they hate white people. So California can never be bad because they want to leave. And I thought it was very interesting to hear why the left would want to have self-government. It is a natural right. And, folks, as we see people trying to move away from these supranational organizations, whether it is NAFTA, the North American Union that will be created from that if we don't get out of it, and we'll talk about that some more today as well, or people wanting to get out of the European Union, then you're going to have people like the area in the Catalonians wanting to get out of Spain. We're going to have a lot of people who want to have more control over their life. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Nourish a probiotic friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality organic and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome on this Wednesday, October the 3rd, 2018. I'm David Knight, your host. We're going to give you an update on where we stand with the Kavanaugh hearing. As many people have said, this is something that has gone on far longer than most stories have a life here in this rapidly changing Trump administration. We usually have another story every 2 or 3 days. This has gone on for 2 or 3 weeks. And it has really galvanized both sides of the base. The left and the Democrats are already galvanized because they lost. We can see Hillary Clinton still whining about that everywhere she goes. She was whining about it again yesterday. I think she just needs to shut up before we lock her up. So we're going to talk about that, but we're also going to talk about this idea of national sovereignty, how it is catching on globally. Yes, understand what globalism is, but act locally. And that doesn't just mean nationally. I think what we're going to see is that as this movement about taking back our self-governance builds, it's not going to stop at the national level. I think we're going to see a lot of things like Catalonia and other issues, as we've seen in Europe. I think we're going to see a lot of people wanting to have more of a say in the governance of what is happening. And I think that means that we're going to see things like Cal exit. I think we're going to see Texit, with Texas leaving the union eventually. I think it is inevitable that both of those states will leave the union because they can both support themselves independently. And they are polar opposites in terms of what is happening in the United States. And I think a lot of us are tired of being ruled from Washington, D.C., whether it's the mandates or the taxes or the trade or the immigration policy, the minute regulations on every aspect of our life. We're going to be talking to the author of a book on Texit today about why I believe that it is inevitable. Let's take a look at what's going on in Canada, for example. This has not been reported in the mainstream media. A nationalist party there has wrested control of the legislature from liberals in Quebec. It's being reported by the New American, but again, most media is not talking about this. Have you seen anything about this? It was actually a couple of days ago. I haven't seen anything on it except for this story. They report that the CAQ, it's a coalition in Quebec, usually described as a center-right party, won the vote on October the 1st. That was Monday. With a clear majority, winning 74 of 125 seats. That's a pretty big majority. In the National Assembly of Quebec, this represented a defeat for the incumbent Liberal Party, which has held power for 13 out of the last 15 years. This is a major change, not only from liberal to conservative, but also to nationalist. Now the Liberal Party will only have 32 seats in the National Assembly. The dean of the School of Political Science and Law in Quebec, Montreal, said it is a landslide and a surprise. In a fight between the CAQ and the Liberals, those who are looking for a change went to the CAQ. That political party was founded in 2011 by a millionaire businessman. Sounds kind of familiar, doesn't it? Regarded as a pro-business party, it proposes limits on immigration to Quebec And this millionaire, Legault, I don't know how you pronounce his name, campaigned on a plan to admit 10,000 fewer immigrants a year and to expel new residents who failed tests on French and Quebec values within 3 years. I think that is exactly right. You know, when you want to get a citizenship in Switzerland, you not only have to prove that you can support yourself, but you have to live there for a number of years. I forget what it is. It's something like 10 years or something. And then you have to have references in the community saying, yeah, this person, we like him. He fits in. He doesn't want to change what we have here. He wants to join us. He wants to assimilate. He doesn't want to change and take over this or turn it into something different. I'm perfectly fine with that. I think that is a very rational way to look at this. We have different cultures, and if we really want multiculturalism, let's have multiculturalism instead of subsuming everybody into one gray, global, non-culture. The CAQ has pledged to reduce the size of the province's budget also by $1.2 billion Canadian dollars out of a total budget of $124 billion Canadian dollars by 2023. In other words, they're actually going to cut spending. That's something we haven't seen in the United States from the Republicans. It also plans to pay off the province's debt with a one-time payment of $10 billion Canadian dollars by the end of March, which could reduce annual interest payments by $300 million Canadian dollars. Yes, save a lot with that. Bloomberg noted that Quebec has become the second major province in recent months to upset a liberal government. Ontario was another example. So again, we're seeing a move to not only a sea change from liberal and socialist to conservative across the globe, we're also seeing people who are saying, we're going to take back our country, our culture, our borders. And we're going to act fiscally responsible here. That's part of the conservative movement. Should be, anyway. I don't know if it's the case here in the United States. I haven't seen any fiscal responsibility yet. I've seen tax cuts, but you can't have tax cuts and continue to ramp up spending without any kind of control. That is not fiscally responsible. I don't know. Maybe that's a conservative tenet now, but it is not fiscally responsible. We've also had now a suspicious envelope sent to President Trump. We had two sent to a Pentagon mail facility on Monday addressed to Mattis. I don't know if the other one was addressed to somebody else. They tested them and said that they tested positive for ricin. I didn't report on it at the time. Now we've had a third one that was addressed to President Trump. It actually didn't get into the White House or anywhere close to President Trump. But they have White House and Pentagon letters have been tested. They believe to be the same thing. They said it is a very crude castor bean concoction that authorities are not technically calling ricin until further testing. So again, this is another example of the hate and the violence, the real hate, not the kind of so-called hate speech that's not defined. It's basically just a speech that California Silicon oligarchs don't like. No, this is actual hate speech, the kind that is engaged in by the people who don't get censored on social media, but who do shoot at congressmen and send letters with ricin-like substances through the mail. We have Hillary Clinton, as I said, still out complaining yesterday yet again about President Trump. Somebody should remind her that we're almost 2 years into the administration of a presidency that she lost, and maybe she should find something else to do or get a life, because if she keeps complaining about this, we may lock her up. I wish they would. I hope that after this election, President Trump is going to get a real attorney general in there who will do something. And let's talk about why she should be locked up. There's more information coming out again about Uranium One. And this is coming from The Hill's John Solomon, who has done a lot of research on this about a year ago. And we talked about the whistleblower at the time. Now there has been some FOIA release of documents. But most notably, the FBI is refusing to release 36 secret memos that were told involved the Clintons, Russia, and Obama. Now, all you hear over the last week is the Democrats saying, investigate what happened at parties in high school with Brett Kavanaugh 30-some-odd years ago, 35 years ago. But they don't want to talk about investigating, using the FBI to investigate collusion between Clinton, Obama, and Russia. Again, as we've all said, this is a projection. I think it's a projection when we see all of the cries, the Me Too cries about sexual harassment. It's a projection of all these people like Matt Damon and others in Hollywood, as well as the Democrats, projecting it on other people. But I tell you, when we talk about this Russian collusion, it really is a projection of Obama and Clinton onto other people to avoid suspicion themselves. Stay with us. We'll be right back with details about that, as well as an FBI investigator charged with pedophile crime who worked out a very light sentence, all of a sudden committing suicide. Isn't that interesting?
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine. In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the InfoWar to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it, that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Hey, Democrats, investigate this. Uranium One. It's been over a year since we had the whistleblower come forward. The Hill's John Solomon reported this. The FBI has now refused to declassify 37 pages of material related to the Uranium One deal after a Freedom of Information Act request was filed. They have cited national security and privacy issues. Oh, it's private. Nothing is private for Brett Kavanaugh. Even allegations about what happened in high school. Going over that with a microscope. And yet we're not allowed to know what was done in their official capacity by Hillary Clinton, Obama, Robert Mueller, and others who are now involved, Rod Rosenstein, the people who are involved in Uranium One, who are now involved in trying to claim that it's Trump who was conspiring with the Russians. Come on. They have flipped this narrative upside down. And if President Trump doesn't clean house in the Department of Justice after this election, then he's been had. He's been had if he doesn't do this. They're thought to contain information regarding then Secretary of State Hillary Clinton's involvement, as well as the Obama administration's knowledge of the controversial deal. And we talked about this a year ago. But now, after this Freedom of Information request and the stonewalling by the FBI, they've brought this up again. One former U.S. official who had access to the evidence that was shared with CFIUS. Again, CFIUS is the oversight organization where there is something that has to do with security, sale of companies that could impact our security. You know, like selling uranium to Russians, that would have an effect. So it has to be vetted through various departments like the State Department and the Justice Department and so forth. So they have all these officials, all the top officials in the Obama administration, people like Hillary Clinton, were setting in on this and approving it, even though it was very well known, as we found a year ago, by a whistleblower who had been recruited by the FBI and had exposed all of the corruption with these various corporations and the actions of the Russians involved in all this, and yet they nevertheless they approved all of this. One former U.S. official who had evidence, had access to the evidence that was shared with CFIUS during the Uranium One deal, said this to me. He said, there is definitely material that would be illuminating to the issues that have been raised. Somebody should fight to make it public. And again, that's being written by John Solomon. He's the one who had that said to him. He said, that somebody could be President Trump, who could add these 37 pages of now secret documents to his declassification order he is considering in the Russian case. Absolutely. But of course, you remember when President Trump said, I want to declassify this stuff. Who was it that was fighting him? That would be Rod Rosenstein and the FBI fighting him on that, just as they fought him on the House Intelligence Committee, releasing information that did not compromise people or methods, unlike Hillary Clinton's email server that compromised CIA's spies in China, many of them subsequently executed. No, no, no. There was no compromising of that. It wasn't CIA. It was CYA. We saw as it was declassified, we already knew all that stuff. We just needed to see the conclusions and the documents, and it was important that happened. President Trump did that over the objections of the Department of Justice and the FBI, and now they're still objecting to having any transparency, any sunshine about anything that they do. This is how the deep state keeps all this stuff deeply buried. And again, going back to recount what happened a year ago, October 2017, John Solomon, Allison Spann broke the story of former CIA FBI undercover agent William Campbell, who remained unnamed until this year. Campbell was deeply embedded in the Russian nuclear industry while Bob Mueller was director of the FBI. Bob Mueller's FBI paid him $51,000 as a thank you award for his service. While undercover, Campbell was forced by the Russians with the FBI's blessing, because he's a undercover agent, a double agent doing investigation for Bob Mueller against those nasty Russians at the time, which now we see that it's Bob Mueller, Hillary Clinton, and the others who are conspiring with the Russians. Anyway, he was forced by the Russians with the FBI's blessing to launder large sums of money, which allowed the FBI to uncover a massive Russian nuclear money laundering apparatus. He claims to have collected over 5,000 documents along with video evidence of money being stuffed into suitcases, Russians bragging about bribing the West, and millions of dollars routed to the Clinton Foundation. The evidence was compiled as Secretary Clinton courted Russia for better relations. Remember that reset button? Yeah, that was a nuclear uranium reset button. As her husband, former President Clinton, collected a $500,000 speech payday in Moscow. Gee, I'd love to give a speech for $500,000. Anybody wants me to speak for $500,000, I am available right now. And as the Obama administration approved the sale of the U.S. mining company Uranium One to Rosatom. Campbell initially discovered that Moscow had compromised. Remember, Campbell is the guy working for Mueller's FBI undercover looking at Russian corruption. He discovered that Moscow had compromised a Maryland-based uranium trucking firm, Transport Logistics International, in violation of the Foreign Corrupt Practices Act. Also, he says the Russian nuclear officials revealed a scheme to route millions of dollars to the Clinton Global Initiative. Oh, there we go. Clinton Foundation and the Clinton Global Initiative. Through lobbying firm ARPCO, A-R-P-C-O, which was expected to funnel a portion of its annual $3 million lobbying fee to the charity. The contract called for four payments of $750,000 over 12 months as part of their effort to create a favorable environment to ensure the Obama administration made affirmative decisions on everything from Uranium One to the U.S.-Russia Civilian Nuclear Cooperation Agreement. This is William Campbell, who was paid over $50,000, given an award by the FBI by Bob Mueller, accusing directly the Clintons of pay-for-play corruption. With, guess who? The Russians. But that's okay, because they pushed back on all this. This was a year ago. They pushed back on all this, but they are still hiding 37 pages that they don't want you to see. Why would they have to hide that if there is nothing there? The emails and documents, he said, I intercepted during 2010 made it clear that Rosatom's purchase of Uranium One was part of Russia's geopolitical strategy to gain leverage in global energy markets. I obtained documentary proof that Tenex was helping Rosatom win CFIUS approval. So as Solomon notes in the Hill, as he asks in the Hill, did the FBI notify then President Obama, Hillary Clinton, other leaders on the CFIUS board about Rosatom's dark deeds before the Uranium One sale was approved? Or did the Bureau drop the ball and fail to alert policymakers? In other words, are they incompetent or are they crooks? But I said neither outcome is particularly comforting. Either the U.S., with eyes wide open, approved giving uranium assets to a corrupt Russia so that they could pay off a corrupt Clinton charity, or the FBI failed to give the evidence of criminality to the policymakers before a momentous decision. Now, this was all pushed back last year by Jeff Sessions and Rod Rosenstein. They said, well, the timing isn't right. No, I'll tell you when we come back why the timing was right. Stay with us.
You deserve a deep, restful sleep with Knockout by InfoWars Life. Our organic formula is made from high-quality natural ingredients such as valerian root extract, L-tryptophan, lemon balm leaf extract, and melatonin. Knockout packs a powerful punch to get you through the night and achieve proper sleep. Millions of people around the world experience daytime drowsiness, but with the rapid speed of life, we need to be able to keep up the pace. Our natural mixture harnesses the power of 10 known ingredients to let your body relax and get the sleep you need. Wake up refreshed and take on the day. InfoWars Life wants to bring you a sleep support formula that goes above and beyond other leading brands at an affordable price. Get the sleep you deserve and experience the power of Knockout. Head on over to InfoWarsLife.com and say goodbye to fatigue. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
InfoWars Life and InfoWarsLife.com is extremely excited to announce our latest release, Winter Sun, a revolutionary type of vitamin D3. Winter Sun is a premium quality vitamin D3 nutritional supplement. It is produced by extracting oil from healthy, nutrient-dense plants known as lichens. Every batch is analyzed for purity and D3 content. It's completely free of toxins and allergens. Simply put, if you want the best at an extremely low price, this is it. Winter Sun is the result of our pursuit of the best source of vitamin D3. The research and development took over 2 years, but the result, as verified by independent laboratories, is the best vegan vitamin D3 product in the world. Read the facts at InfoWarsLife.com about Winter Sun vitamin D3. Not only does vitamin D3 promote a healthy mood, but vitamin D supports our memory and brain function, something the globalists are targeting. Visit InfoWars.com today or call 888-253-3139.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you with Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Finish up with a story about the FBI. Let's have an FBI investigation and so forth. And I've played every day, and I'm not going to play it again today because, frankly, I am tired of hearing Joe Biden. If I never hear him again in my life, it'll be too soon. And so I don't want to hear Joe Biden and his arrogant yelling at Clarence Thomas. I don't want to hear any more about the FBI. Anybody that says that, want an FBI investigation, they don't know what they're talking about. That was the last time we had a big Supreme Court fight. And people still remember that. And it really changed things in this country. And I think this one is too. This has gone on. There he is. There he is. They put it up there and I got to look at his face there. Well, at least we don't have to hear him. that's Joe Biden. Judge, you wouldn't like it if we did it. You know, it could maybe, you know, clear your name or whatever. We're not going to do that because you wouldn't like it. And, of course, they're not going to investigate Christine Ford. She's off limits. So is her yearbook. Not going to talk about that. Not going to talk about Obama's past of alcohol and drugs or Stephen Breyer's past of alcohol or whatever. I mean, we're not going to talk about that for anybody because, you know, they're on that side. They get a pass. So we won't talk about that. But they want to talk FBI, FBI. We've got to have an FBI investigation. Got to have it. Well, we understand what that's about. It's about trying to run the clock out as they dribble out new allegations. It's a basketball game, isn't it? They're playing hoops with you. So, we understand what that is about. Nevertheless, if you want an FBI investigation, this is where you need to investigate. Hillary Clinton, Obama, the Russians, CFIUS, Uranium One, all of that stuff. That is the corruption. We had a whistleblower a year ago who was a paid FBI informant saying, I told the FBI about all this stuff. I told them about it way before it happened. Way before it happened. And so they ignored that. They ignored the stories about Russian corruption that he exposed. They ignored his accusations of pay for play by the Clinton Foundation and the Clinton Global Initiative. And they ignored the fact that he said that this was reported to the FBI and they weren't doing anything about it. As a matter of fact, he says his FBI handlers assured him that Obama had been briefed by then. FBI Director Mueller on Rosatom's criminal activities as part of the president's daily briefing. So when he complained to his FBI handlers, he goes, what's going on? I exposed all this corruption and they're talking about approving this deal with these people, the corrupt Russians. And I told you that this is being pushed through by Clinton. Oh, don't worry. We've told FBI Director Mueller, and he's reported it to President Obama. They all know about it. I believe that. I do believe that. I do believe they all knew about it. We gave this to him as part of his daily briefing. And then they told him, however, politics is the reason that the sale was approved anyway. Now, this is what the whistleblower, a guy who was dying of cancer, came forward to say. And he was trashed by the media. So that all came out last October. Then last November, John Solomon reported, he said, Attorney General Jeff Sessions in testimony last week and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein, here they are, dumb and dumber, or maybe corrupt and more corrupt. In a letter to the Senate last month, tried to suggest there was no connection between Uranium One and the nuclear bribery case. Their argument was that the criminal charges weren't filed until 2014, while CFIUS, the Committee of Foreign Investment in the United States, approved the Uranium One sale in October of 2010. However, the truth is and was pointed out by Ron DeSantis, Congressman Ron DeSantis, who is now running for governor of Florida against a George Soros failed socialist mayor in Tallahassee. Ron DeSantis said, we know, however, that the FBI's confidential informant was actively compiling incriminating evidence as far back as 2009. And if you're going to dismiss this guy's whistleblowing information and the fact that he said that he was told that this was being laundered to the Clintons, he was complaining about it because he knew that they were pushing this thing through. Oh, we've told him, but it's going to go through because, you know, it's just politics. It's just politics. Yeah, it is just politics. It's corrupt politics. Lock her up. Lock her up. Come on, lock her up. And Mueller and Rosenstein and Jeff Sessions, if he continues to cover this up. Because he's owning all of this stuff. It's hard to fathom, said Ron DeSantis a year ago, how such a transaction could have been approved without the existence of the underlying corruption being disclosed. I tell you what, you have a real clear choice in Florida, folks. You can vote for a Soros socialist, or you can vote for somebody who will tell you the truth about these corrupt Clintons, Ron DeSantis. We had an FBI investigator. Something interesting happened to him recently. He was charged with child rape. And now he's turned up dead in a New York City hotel just hours before he was going to be accepting a get-out-of-jail-free card, essentially. And listen to what he was charged with. This guy had two counts of child rape with force. Two counts of child rape with force. Six counts of indecent assault and battery on a child under 14 years old. A former FBI agent. All this stuff was coming up against him. Now, you would think with those kind of charges that he'd be looking at some serious time, wouldn't you? Yet this guy had worked out a plea bargain deal, and he was only going to get 18 months in a house of correction. And then probation. They're going to get 18 months soft time. and then correction. So people in the FBI are looking at this, and some of them say some people higher up in the FBI were concerned because he got such a sweetheart deal, they were wondering who he was giving up in the FBI, this pedophile. Kind of an interesting question, isn't it? Because you know, it was in New York that we had the Anthony Weiner laptop. They got Weiner's laptop in New York. And now this pedophile gets a sweetheart deal on a plea bargain. And then literally hours before he was scheduled to sign the plea deal, he commits suicide Saturday night. There was fear of what he would testify to because he was a wild card, said one FBI insider. This is being reported by True Pundit. The Bureau was trying to keep this entire case away from the media. It's a mess. This is another one of these cases, just like the election in Canada. There's a lot of things that the mainstream media doesn't seem to be very interested in, isn't it? And I think this is one of the most interesting stories I've seen in the last several days. He worked on computer crimes for the FBI in the New York City area. Oh, I wonder if he saw Weiner's laptop or any Clinton emails or any of that kind of stuff, right? He may have known too much, or maybe he was ready to trade some of that knowledge for a sweetheart deal, writes True Pundit. The alleged attacks, remember, this is 2 counts of child rape with force, 6 counts of indecent assault and battery on a child under 14. He was only going to get 18 months in a house of correction and then probation. He had worked out a very favorable plea deal in Massachusetts. And they said, the FBI source said, when you see a deal like that, the first thing that comes to mind is, what is he giving the prosecution in return for this? Instead, he was found dead in Queens over the weekend. And it's another hotel room suicide. We see so many of these, don't we? And again, this is another person. As his attorney said, he was surprised that Wilson would have killed himself given the fact that he had a very favorable plea deal. And he also was very happy about this. He was not in that kind of mood, you know, kind of like we saw with Aaron Schwartz. He was a fighter. You had this federal prosecutor who was coming after him trying to get decades, but then she had offered him a deal of just a couple of months. He said, no, I'm going to fight this legislation. Then somehow he committed suicide. Well, this guy had this sweetheart plea deal. And he was an FBI investigator of computer crime in New York. And all of a sudden he does that. He kills himself. And now the case is closed. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and Globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
most incredible cups of coffee can be found in the high mountains of southern Mexico, where the Chiapas farmers have spent years perfecting their techniques. Based off hundreds of years of traditional techniques and perfect conditions, we've sourced only the best to provide you with our Immune Support and Wake Up America Patriot Blend Coffee. Ancient Mayan knowledge is paired with the natural fertility of the land to generate the world's finest coffee beans. Carefully harvested and free of toxic chemicals used in big agricultural productions, Patriot Blend Coffees have a smooth, bold flavor with great depth to give you just what you need in the morning. You can even choose to start your morning healthier with the Immune Support Blend, infused with a powerful blend to support your immune response and stamina. It's time to take care of your morning routine. Get a bag of Patriot Blend Coffee to support the show while enhancing your morning routine at InfoWarsStore.com.
Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7,000 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get. It's the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Shield X2, InfoWarsStore.com, or InfoWarsLife.com, or 888-253-3139.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. You know, a lot of people are talking about the fact there's going to be a vote this week on Brett Kavanaugh. Finally, we're going to have that. Mitch McConnell has promised it. Of course, we've had that promise before, but I think this time they really mean it. But then we get to vote in a couple of weeks, and we're going to talk about what that's going to look like. Has this circus energized the Republican base? I think so. I think that they unintentionally did that. They're trying to pander to their base, but I think that this is going to backfire on them. I mean, this is kind of like being thrown in the briar patch. It's like, don't throw me in that briar patch. Well, I think they threw us in there, and I think they're going to see this bouncing back to them. I'm going to tell you why. We're going to take a look at some of the polls and some of the reactions, especially last night at President Trump's rally. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about some of the products we have at InfoWarsStore.com. One, especially a special for our listeners, we have the ProPure King water filtration system. That's the large gravity feed water filtration system from ProPure. You can get that 15% off with the code REALNEWS at checkout. That's saving 15% off the large ProPure King water filtration system. Just use the code REALNEWS at checkout to save 15%. Also, we have BrainForce Plus, my favorite supplement. That is 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula, is also 40% off. And Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. That is our final run of that particular manufacturer. Get it now at 25% off while supplies last. All right, let's talk about what's going on. We have, as they say, the vote is going to be coming up. Mitch McConnell said they keep moving the goalposts. Here's what he had to say about the constant stalling and dribbling as they're trying to run the clock out.
Democrats demanded a supplemental investigation. They proclaimed it would be a game changer. The Democratic leader and the ranking Democrat on the committee both said recently that an FBI investigation can be completed in less than a week. But, Mr. President, I'd bet almost anything that after it runs its course in the next few days, we will then be treated to a lecture, that anything short of a totally unbounded fishing expedition of indefinite duration is too limited or too arbitrary or somehow insufficient. We all know that's coming. If you listen carefully, Mr. President, you can practically hear the sounds of the Democrats moving the goalposts.
That's right. You can also hear Cory Booker say, well, I don't care if he's guilty or innocent. Just pick somebody else. They're just not going to let President Trump have his pick. And again, they have said over and over again, they believe that it's justified because the Republicans delayed the appointment of Merrick Garland that they wanted in from Obama. Nevertheless, the Democrats had done that as well previously. Same thing. And we pointed that out when that was happening. Lindsey Graham is saying to President Trump, if the Senate rejects Kavanaugh, renominate him. And then let the ballot box decide. In other words, put him back up again and let's make that the point of the election. I disagree with Lindsey Graham on that because what are you going to have? You're going to have some of the people who are running for re-election, and this has become, as we're going to see here, it's become an election issue for a lot of these people. Now, they can say that they're going to vote for Kavanaugh. They can get re-elected, and now they've got 6 years for the people to get over being angry when they flip. We've seen Flake do this. Flake's not running for re-election. But he's not the only flake in the Senate. We got lots of flakes, and they are both Democrat and Republican, especially the Democrat side. They promise anything to get elected and then do whatever they wish. That's the problem with Washington. They promise anything and do whatever they wish after they get elected. And so I think that is a bad idea. Kavanaugh, however, is being picked by people who are actually putting their money on this. There's a political prediction market called Predict It. It matches buyers and sellers who are gambling online as to whether or not Kavanaugh is going to get put through. And so they say the market foresees better than even odds for Kavanaugh, although the price is somewhat lower than Sunday's close. So he still looks a good bet for the people who are actually putting money down on this. In addition, we have some other polls that kind of give us an insight as to what's happening and what may be affecting the election. Because it's not just, as I said, this voting that's going to be happening this week in the Senate. I believe that will happen. I don't have any idea as to whether or not he's going to get through or not. I don't think that Flake is going to vote for him. He's pretty much made that clear. He would love nothing more than to throw a monkey wrench into the Trump administration any way that he can. And he is pandering to people that he's going to be working with or for, either in the media or on K Street as a lobbyist. And I think that is his only reticence, or I think he would have just openly, I think he's probably looking at this point more at being a K Street lobbyist. And he'd probably also get gigs on CNN and MSNBC as a commentator. So he doesn't want to annoy the Republicans too much, but he hates President Trump. He'll do anything to shut down anything that President Trump does. Three new U.S. Senate polls show that there are three races within the margin of error. This is reported by NTK Network. They say the race in Nevada is a three-point race between a Democrat and the incumbent Republican Heller. In Missouri, we have McCaskill, who is the Democrat incumbent, they say, is leading the challenger, Attorney General Josh Hawley, by 3 points. However, Heller, the challenger in Nevada, enjoys the advantages of incumbency, and McCaskill, in another poll, is trailing the Republican challenger Hawley in Missouri by 2 points. Blackburn in, this is in Tennessee, where President Trump spoke the other night, and of course one of the reasons he went there was to drum up support for Blackburn. And this is the candidate that the Gulag has manipulated the data, been caught doing that. They absolutely hate Blackburn. Google does. Another reason to vote for her, besides her support of President Trump. And there, it seems to be a dead heat in the Senate race in Tennessee. That's one of the reasons why President Trump went there. It's another reason why Google is trying to hack the election, trying to manipulate the election. Remember, they said the Russians didn't actually change any votes, but they manipulated public opinion using social media and the internet. What do you think Google is doing? Do you think that the Russians spending, even if it's true, spending $100,000 with Facebook ads, do you think that they had a bigger effect than Google can with their manipulation of search results? Blackburn is seeking to nationalize the race, bringing in President Trump to rally for her. Of course, the Democrat will be another vote for Chuck Schumer. So flipping Tennessee and Nevada are key to the Democrats' hope to take over the Senate. Now, yesterday we had President Trump in Mississippi. And I want you to hear the crowd there and look at this massive crowd. This must have really bothered Hillary Clinton because she came out and had some more criticism of President Trump. But here's the crowd that must send send Hillary Clinton into fits. A massive crowd. So this is why I don't think that we're facing some kind of a midterm slump. Not the same as it's been before. Never seen political rallies like this. Listen. So that's a massive crowd, energized by President Trump. And again, we see these various races. That was in Mississippi. And they're chanting, "We want Kavanaugh." Kavanaugh and Trump. Energizing the Republican base is the bottom line here. But, of course, bitter loser Hillary Clinton is still coming after President Trump. He's been racist. He's been sexist. He's been Islamophobic. He's been anti-LGBTQ. I mean, there's a long list. I guess you could keep going on. LGBTQ, R-S-T-U-V, W-X-Y-Z. He's anti all that stuff. He hates the alphabet. 60% of the people want Kavanaugh confirmed if the FBI dismisses the allegations, reports Breitbart. A Harvard-Harris poll of 1,330 registered voters said that they found, in wake of the testimony, only 37% wanted Kavanaugh confirmed, but only 44% said he should not be confirmed. You understand? It's like, I don't really care. You know, 37% hardcore, 44% said he would not say that he should not be confirmed. However, corroboration is the only standard a wide majority of Americans care about. And if the FBI investigation clears him, a whopping 60% want Kavanaugh confirmed. Moreover, once those polled were informed that the named witnesses deny any knowledge of the allegation, it shifts from 37% in favor of his confirmation to 57%. You see why it's so important for the mainstream media to censor InfoWars, to censor alternative media, to censor social media and what you are putting out there? Because if people know that none of the named witnesses support the allegations, as a matter of fact, they deny them, she has no witnesses, she's a proven liar, we'll have more on that in the next hour, then it changes from 37% to 57% approval for Kavanaugh. That's what they don't want to have happen.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan-favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan-favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
I want to plow into all of this, but I'm going to spend a few minutes here first. Just encouraging listeners to understand that when you buy t-shirts or water filtration systems or books or videos or other material from InfoWarsStore.com, you are funding the revolution. I mean, I cannot say it any clearer. And so it is essential that you purchase the products at InfoWarsStore.com. And I want to thank everybody that has, but we've got the best fluoride-free toothpaste with colloidal silver and with high-quality atomic iodine in it. You cannot beat that. For children and adults, we've got the best mouthwash designed by Dr. Jones. That's my dad, with colloidal silver and iodine as well. InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139. And your purchase of the products stands with us, stands with America, stands with Trump, stands against the globalists and their satanic pedophile armies. And that's who they are, and they know we know who they are, and they're coming back against us, so we need your support.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Nowhere to run to, baby. world of universal deceit, telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. Let's continue on with what the polls are saying might be the fallout of this Kavanaugh charade that's being played out for the Democrats. I just told you that when they polled people, they found that 37% supported Kavanaugh. But when they found out that the allegations had been denied by all the witnesses, that jumped to 57%. That story is not getting out. It's not getting out on late-night comedy shows that are constantly attacking Kavanaugh, destroying his character. It's not getting out, of course, in the mainstream media, and they don't want you to get that out on social media yourself. That's why they're shutting down our speech. That's why they're shadow banning you, your free speech. It's not just the free press that they're shutting down, but it's also your free speech. Very important that people not be told the truth, because that changes things. GOP senators are using Kavanaugh to beat back primary challengers, even looking ahead to 2020. They said at least 21 Republican senators are up for re-election in 2020, including GOP leader Mitch McConnell. And they say at least 21 because, you know, we're more than 2 years out. Some of them could retire. Some of them could flake out, like Jeff Flake, realizing that they can't get reelected. And they may not get reelected if they don't win this fight. Many of them just got elected back in 2014. And here's one of them who just got elected for the first time in 2014. Senator Mike Rounds, a Republican in South Dakota. He took a Democrat seat in 2014. He said his class of a dozen Republican senators view this as a mandate to confirm right-leaning judges and changing the direction of the Supreme Court and of lower courts. A loss on Kavanaugh would be seen as a black mark by their voters. Yeah, you bet it would be. That's one of the key reasons that people vote for Republicans or vote for the party. I mean, we've seen them betray us on the border. We've seen them betray us on Obamacare, on so many different issues. If you just keep doing it on every single issue, especially the Supreme Court, a lot of them, that's the issue that they vote on. He says if we don't do a good job, and we don't do everything that we can do to confirm good, solid, conservative judges, yeah, they're going to be mad at us. And they see Judge Kavanaugh as being conservative, whether he is or not. The electorate sees him as being conservative. I mean, I have my concerns about him being an establishment man. I'm not even going to go into that right now, because at this point, this has become an exercise in liberal privilege. I'm going to talk about that as well. The fact that they can be racist against white people. They can be sexist against men. They can embrace alcohol and all kinds of abuse of women when it's their politicians and it's known about and they don't have a problem with it. And then they try to manufacture those things when it comes to the opposition. And he went on to say, a lot of them think we're being played by the Democrats. Yeah, I think you are. I think you are, especially if you don't win this fight. You've been played. And then they went on to say in the Trump-fueled news cycle, people are debating about how long a storyline will resonate. And yet, this is a very different story. This has lasted for a very long time. As I said before, typically we see another attack against President Trump every couple of days. And now the New York Times, signaling the fact that they think this Kavanaugh thing is about to end, have launched another attack on President Trump. Yet this Kavanaugh thing has gone on a very long time. A former McConnell chief of staff and campaign manager said Kavanaugh has had a longer news half-life than anything since President Trump has been elected. It leaves a disproportionately large footprint on the electorate. That's right. The last time we saw something that was this big a deal was when the Democrats tried to take down Clarence Thomas. That made a lot of people angry. We saw that that was a nonsense, manufactured accusation without any evidence, same as this. It was levied at him because of who he was. They wanted to take down a black conservative. And now we see that this is something that is being leveled at Kavanaugh precisely because he's associated with Trump, he's white, and he's male. And they can't have that. And that's what this fight has become. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happy's is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happy's can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happy's can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
It's the real news. Live from the InfoWars.com studios in Austin, Texas, it's your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. So as Mitch McConnell's former campaign manager said, as I talked about at the top of the hour, he said, I've never seen a story have this kind of legs like we have with the Kavanaugh story. Not since Trump was elected, because they're constantly coming up with some new attack on President Trump, so the news cycle changes every couple of days, or President Trump starts a new agenda. So we've had a rapidly changing news focus every couple of days, but this has gone on for a couple of weeks. And one of the fallouts of this is the fact that we've seen since this Kavanaugh hearing and the dirty tricks by the Democrats that are transparent to everybody, I think. What we have seen is the generic poll that Quinnipiac University does, where they look at a generic ballot and say, do you want Republicans or Democrats? And they've seen that lead cut in half over the last couple of weeks since the dirty tricks from the Democrats. So they had a 14-point lead and it is now down to a 7-point lead. But the generic ballot doesn't really matter. These individual Senate races matter. And so let's take a look at some of these individual Senate races. Breitbart reports that a new poll of North Dakota shows that Heidi Heitkamp is now trailing the GOP's Kramer, who is leading her by 10 points in North Dakota. And again, they're hoping they're going to take back the Senate. They've got to flip some Republican seats while they hang on to their own. And now you've got this Democrat senator in North Dakota, Heitkamp, is trailing the challenger by 51 to 41%. Kramer has increased his lead over Heitkamp by 6 points in the past couple of weeks. Again, what are we seeing? The blowback against the dirty tricks by the Democrats. Judicial Crisis Network has also released a couple of polls showing that not only Heitkamp is in big trouble, but we have Joe Manchin losing ground rapidly in West Virginia, because that is Trump territory. And this whole thing is happening because they don't like Trump. And they don't like men. And they don't like white people. This is what the Democrat Party is doing. It's purely political. It has absolutely nothing to do with any of these phony allegations. 56% of North Dakotans want Kavanaugh confirmed to the nation's highest court. Only 26% oppose his confirmation. Majority of independents, 51%, also want him confirmed. 50% of women also want Kavanaugh on the Supreme Court. 58% of those in West Virginia, where Joe Manchin will be running, want Kavanaugh confirmed. So 58%. So is Joe Manchin, who is going to be facing election again, Joe Manchin is going to vote this week on Kavanaugh, and then the people in West Virginia are going to vote on Joe Manchin. What's going to happen with that? Only 28% of West Virginians do not want Kavanaugh confirmed. And so this organization, Judicial Crisis Network, has launched a $400,000 TV and digital ad campaign against Manchin and Heitkamp to urge them to listen to their constituents. No, I don't listen to them. Vote against Kavanaugh and lose your seat. Manchin faces a competitive Senate race. There he is still leading, apparently, by 8 points in one poll. Another poll shows that he is tied with the challenger, who is Republican, and the Attorney General in West Virginia. So this is energizing the Republican base. In Missouri, where Claire McCaskill is, 49% of Missouri voters are less likely to support her after she said she is going to be a no vote on Kavanaugh. This is coming out of the National Review. Poll shows that the Republican opponent, Josh Hawley, ahead by 2 points after she said, I'm not going to vote for Kavanaugh. Again, flipping that on the other side. She's already in a tight competitive race. This is one more thing that could take her down. And then this story from Breitbart, and I think this is very true. As I said before, we haven't seen this kind of energy in the electorate since the Clarence Thomas situation. We all saw how unfair that was, and as I pointed out many times, Anita Hill, it's like 6 or 7 years later, the charges against Bill Clinton were made. He was impeached. Only, however, for what he did to Monica Lewinsky, not for what he was accused of doing to Juanita Broderick, or to Kathleen Willey, or to Paula Jones. And he wasn't impeached because of any of the financial corruption that they were accused of. And so it all came down to the allegation there. And Anita Hill, who had tried to take down Clarence Thomas with a he said, she said, unsubstantiated allegations, supported Bill Clinton, as did the other feminists, all of them who had been coming after Clarence Thomas and the high-tech lynching, as he correctly pointed it out. They all supported Bill Clinton. It just shows you how phony they are. It also shows you, I'd say, how desperate, for whatever reason, how desperate the ACLU is that they're now running those ads. I played it yesterday for you. The ACLU running an ad against Kavanaugh, which is unusual in and of itself, because usually the ACLU that will be bringing cases before the Supreme Court wants to remain neutral on these things. So it's very rare for them to even take a stand on this. Certainly very rare for them to oppose somebody who could become a judge. And there you see that commercial. They lead with Bill Clinton. And then they go to Bill Cosby. And so now you got the ACLU so desperate that they will throw Bill Clinton under the bus to try to stop Kavanaugh. But there's something else that may come out of all of this. As Breitbart points out, Clarence Thomas's high-tech lynching was what Andrew Breitbart said woke him up. And so the question they said was, over the last 2 weeks of this, and how angry it has made everybody over these false charges, these smears and slanders that we have seen from Avenatti and everybody else in the Democratic Party. I can't imagine, he said, how many more thousands of Andrew Breitbarts were born in the last couple of weeks. But I think it's going to play out in this election. I think the Democrats are in for a surprise. And we're going to need to have a surprise because, folks, if this election is close, as I've said, I said it before the Trump election, I said if it is close, they will manipulate the votes. And I believe that they did manipulate the votes to make it look like it was closer than it actually was. They always will. But if it is a landslide, they will try to make it look close, which is what they did with the Trump election, and then try to oppose later on. And I think if this is not a landslide, they are going to manipulate this with the electronic voting machines, with hacking into state boards of election. We've already seen the Obama administration's Homeland Security under Jay Johnson hacking into state boards of elections. We know how easy this is. And we know that they've created these electronic voting systems for precisely this purpose. The very first ones were done in Venezuela, Smartmatic, to keep Hugo Chavez in office. And now they are bringing them into the United States. And it is very, very, very easy to manipulate elections. The only reason they won't do that is because it's a landslide in the other direction. So we still need to be very concerned about the election. Let's talk about the liberal privilege, because I think this is what's firing everybody up. The fact that they can exhibit the most virulent hatred, racism, sexism, and of course they can brag about the fact that they are hooked on alcohol. No penalty if you are a liberal. You know, President Trump had something funny to say about Vice President Pence last night in the Mississippi rally. Let's play a little bit of a clip here. He jokes about Mike Pence. He said, if they find something on Mike Pence, now that's going to be a shock. Here's President Trump.
Do you think that bars him from being your Supreme Court nominee?
Well, I watched him. I was surprised at how vocal he was about the fact that he likes beer. And he's had a little bit of difficulty. I mean, he talked about things that happened when he drank. I mean, this is not a man that said that alcohol was absent, that he was perfect with respect to alcohol. No, I thought he was actually, going back so many years, I thought he was excellent. The interesting thing is, though, nobody asked him about what's happened in the last 25, 30 years during his professional career, because there were no bad reports. I mean, there are bad reports on everybody in here. Most of the people sitting down, they're bad, except for Mike Pence, by the way. And if we find one on him, then I think that's going to be, that'll be the greatest shock of all time.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield at InfoWarsLife.com.
Living in Volcano may sound more dramatic than it really is. The real drama can be found here in Leilani Estates. But a lot of us on the Big Island rely on rainwater, and we need to be concerned about ash and acid rain.
Volcanic ash may contain heavy metal particles, and acid rain could lower the pH of the water to unhealthy levels. To find out, we employed a series of tests for heavy metals, alkalinity, and pH. What we learned was that there was, in fact, unhealthy levels of heavy metals and acidity in the rainwater. Next, we tested the water from our Alexa Pure gravity filter. And not only were the heavy metal levels within safe measure, but the pH was also restored to optimal levels. As it turns out, the filter on the Alexa Pure raises the pH of the water. So what we've learned is that volcanic ash and acid rain can contaminate a rainwater supply. But more importantly, a good water filtration system will purify it.
X2. We were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying. And they said, we want more money, and this and that. And so I've broken my contract. And right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. It literally is so pure that if you put it in a peaker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gases like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's purple gas. I mean, that is so pure, it just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down. And I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done. I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week. And so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2. And we've got a good supply of it. It'll be gone in a couple months. X2, if you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com right now.
As the years go by, it gets harder and harder to keep up with your body's nutritional needs. With changes in diet, unnatural ingredients, and stress, you may not be able to get all the necessary nutrients, amino acids, vitamins, and minerals needed daily. That's why InfoWars Life created the powerful Vitamin Mineral Fusion Formula. The new platinum standard of advanced multivitamin formulation, Vitamin Mineral Fusion uses a unique delivery system to maximize the effects and give your body the tools it needs to support your body. Using a proprietary process, we've managed to make this powerhouse formula into a delicious, concentrated drink mix that's loaded with high-quality ingredients. Perfect for a hot summer day or relaxing at home, Vitamin Mineral Fusion is loaded with 34 different essential vitamins, minerals, amino acids, and more. Start supporting your body's needs in a great-tasting, natural, and affordable drink mix with Vitamin Mineral Fusion today. Available at InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Covering the ongoing fight for the heart and soul of America. Broadcasting from deep in the heart of Texas, it's David Knight.
That's right, as we hear the theme song from the Alamo, what is the heart and soul of America? I would say it's what we saw embodied in the Declaration of Independence. The fact that we have certain rights that are given to us by God, that we create governments to protect those rights, and when the government becomes destructive of those rights, then it is the right of the people to alter or to abolish that government. We're going to talk about that, because we have one of the most destructive governments of our rights that we've ever seen on Earth, and that's the Washington government. We can talk about the European Union, we can talk about the UN, we can talk about the globalist government, but ultimately, folks, this is going to come down to us taking back our own liberties and freedoms at the state level. We're going to be talking to Daniel Miller. He's president of the Texas National Movement. And we're going to talk about something that is a global movement. Folks, it's not just people moving, putting pressure on to get out of it, to stop this this movement towards a one-world government, and of course, President Trump stopped the TPP. That was a major, major move towards world government, if you didn't realize that. Also, the Paris Climate Accord. And kudos to President Trump for doing that. But people are not going to be satisfied to be ruled from Washington. I could talk pretty much every day about the problems that we have coming out of Washington. I don't want that circus of corrupt clowns running my life. I want them out of my life. I've said many times, I think it is a fool's errand to try to reform Washington. We need to cut them off like the cancer they are. And this is what other people are realizing around the world as well. Not only are people in European countries talking about getting out of the European Union, but you have different enclaves within those areas saying we want to have our own self-government. We want to make government closer to us, more accountable to us, more local. And this is not something that's just happening in Texas, of course, California. One of the first interviews that I had when I started this program was with the people from Cal Exit. I thought it was important for people to understand that people of every political stripe want self-government just like they want free speech. So we're going to be talking to Daniel Miller. Again, earlier in the week, I talked to David Thomas Roberts of Defiance Press, and he was talking about how this book, Texit, Why and How Texas Will Leave the Union, by Daniel Miller. That book came out and it was selling initially at the number one spot on Amazon. And then we had Jeff Bezos, a Texas expatriate. He's now one of the swamp creature rulers. He took some very unusual moves to try to essentially shadow ban this book. And that is something we should all be concerned about. You know, we've seen the banning of entire media organizations like InfoWars and other things. We've seen them coming after your free speech on social media, shadow banning and so forth. Open calls for controlling the media in the European Union. But now this is the largest reseller of books trying to manipulate what you can see and buy, requiring that you have to have a Prime membership in order to buy the book, saying that you can't buy more than a certain number of books. And then when they take all these different actions, say, well, you know, it's not selling as well as we'd like, so we're going to discount it to a below wholesale level to make sure that other people won't sell it. I mean, we understand what's going on. I had a long interview with David Thomas Roberts. I suggest that you watch that interview. But I wanted to talk to the writer of the book, Daniel Miller, about what he sees coming. He calls this in his and the table of contents, one of the entries here is the century of self-determination. I think that will be the what we see here, at least at the beginning of the 21st century. I think we see a major push everywhere for self-determination. So joining us now is Daniel Miller. Thank you for joining us, sir.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Now, one of the things I think is interesting, you've been working on this for decades. You've been an advocate for Texas independence going back to 1996. And you have an organization that has been pushing this, the Texas Nationalist Movement. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, the TNM was formed back in 2005 to try to unify the fragmented movements for Texas independence. I mean, prior to 2005, there were a few dozen organizations, groups of varying sizes that were all as their end goal pushing for independence. So when 2005 came along, the process started back in 2003, but it was really about looking and seeing what independence movements were doing and being successful at around the world. And then trying to get these organizations unified and into a cohesive political organization that could go out there and champion for the cause of Texas independence. And I have to tell you, you know, we've had an amazing track record. Back in 2005, support for Texas independence was polling in single digits. Although I like to bring out the fact that we've always polled higher than favorability for the United States Congress. So, you know, that's a big benefit, right?
Probably a lot higher than the Supreme Court, too.
Well, look, I mean, let's be honest. You know, you take any segment of the federal government and their favorability polls somewhere between, you know, Gaddafi's torturer and Harvey Weinstein's Tinder profile. So, but the bottom line is that 2014 was a real good benchmark for us because it was the first time we got really solid poll numbers from a third party, even though they actually tried to scrub those things not too long. It was right around the time of the Scottish referendum, but there was a poll that was conducted by Reuters, and when we got the breakdowns specifically for Texas, we saw support among Republicans at 54%, among independents at about 50%, and even Democrats at the time at 35%. So we knew that we had not only done good work, but we were on a trajectory to make sure that we're going to get the right of self-government back in the hands of the people of Texas.
Let's talk a little bit about the big picture before we get into the details of some of this stuff and how this might work out. Because, as I pointed out, you call this a century of self-determination. Another chapter in the book is Global Exit and the 21st Century. Let's talk about the factors that are pushing this globally, because this is a global movement. We're seeing it throughout Europe, even as we see European countries say, we've had it with being ruled from Brussels. We don't want to be ruled from Brussels. Well, you got people in Scotland saying, well, we don't want to be ruled from London either. Or people in Catalonia saying, we don't want to be ruled from Barcelona in Spain.
Right. Yeah, and look, this is what one of the stats that generally blows people out of the box. Because let's face it, on this side of the pond, folks are not nearly as aware of what's going on around the world. So, you know, when we're out on the stump or we're out there, you know, debating with the opponents of Texas, one of the things that we bring up is that at the end of World War II, there were 54 recognized countries around the world. And by the end of the 20th century, there were 192. Now, those countries didn't fall from space, right? The earth didn't get bigger. those were people within already recognized political sovereignties that made the decision that they wanted the right of self-government. And so, you know, we've seen this transition happen in the 21st century, where that has become the new norm, is this reclamation of the right of self-government.
And we're going to talk more about this. You know, the left has always said to think globally and act locally. Well, that's what we're going to do. We're going to understand what this global movement is, and we're going to act locally to take back our government, to take back our individual rights. Stay with us. We'll be talking more to Daniel Miller of the Texas National Movement about Texit.
Fueling your body is hard work. That's why we've introduced the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack to help you fuel it right. Combine FloraLife Everyday Maintenance and Carnivore to help you fuel your gut and body and take advantage of the powerful nutrients you receive. There's no better way to power your body. FloraLife is a powerful probiotic supplement with 20 of the most potent clinically studied probiotic strains. When paired with Carnivore, our incredible enzyme formula that helps you break down nutrients, these formulas fuel your gut and your body to help you fight toxins and stay fueled all day. These incredible formulas can help keep your body in tip-top shape in the fight against stress, age, and outside toxins. There's no better time to try FloraLife and Carnivore to see how well they can support your body. Don't miss out on the chance to fuel your body and support recovery. Try the InfoWars Life Daily Digestive Pack today.
The scientists at InfoWars Life have created a powerful formula for inflammatory support and joint support. Discover the power of ancient medicine with Bodies. Bodies contains one of the most potent forms of turmeric available. Turmeric has been used for thousands of years and is one of the most studied herbals today. It is well known in traditional medicine for its soothing properties. Our pure turmeric extract plus piperine from black pepper makes for optimal absorption to help boost and support your flexibility, mobility, joint function, immune system, and so much more. Regular turmeric root from the store only contains 1 to 5% of active ingredients, but our turmeric root extract contains over 95% of the active ingredients. Bodies combines turmeric with organic herbs such as spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme to work synergistically for full body support. Try Bodies today at InfoWarsLife.com or call us at 1-888-253-3139.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern-day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Universal deceit. Telling the truth is a revolutionary act. And now, your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. We're talking to Daniel Miller. He's president of the Texas Nationalist Movement. He's been working on Texit for 20 years. Because it probably wasn't called Texit. Probably after Brexit, we've seen every kind of exit you can imagine. We've had Italexit or whatever, or Swexit, the Swedish people saying they're going to get their freedom. This is a global movement. That's why we're seeing so many of these things. And I think as we see Texit and we see Cal exit, we understand that people, whether they are on the left or the right side of the spectrum, want to have control over their lives. And I think, quite frankly, and we can certainly see it with what's happening in Washington, the United States has gotten too big to govern from the center. We're always told, and we're going to talk about why this really can't happen, because there is a section in his book, he talks about Project Fear. Project Fear was what the people who are pushing Brexit came back and talked about. All the people said, oh, you know, the UK is just going to come apart if you have Brexit. The economy is going to collapse. And, of course, they've been playing all kinds of games to try to delay this. I think it still will happen because the Brexit people in the UK want to see this happen. But I think that we're always told that. We were told we couldn't get out of the Paris Climate Treaty that had been self-ratified by Obama. We were told that President Trump couldn't get us out of the TPP. He got us out of both of those. With NAFTA, I'm afraid that the other people won on this. I think we have left our sovereignty on the table in exchange for 30 pieces of silver. All these people are saying, well, you can't get out of NAFTA. It's a done deal. You know, it's another one of these things. No, you can get out of this stuff. You really can't. You just have to have the will. But I think we left it. The most important thing was left on the table for 30 pieces of silver and a pat on the back from the Wall Street crowd and Chuck Schumer. When Chuck Schumer is patting you on the back, you better look to see that he hasn't put a kick me sign on there. But one of the things that Daniel Miller said in his foreword, he said, I've not held back on slaughtering sacred cows and throwing them on the remains of a Texas-sized barbecue, nor have I spared any politicians, especially those with whom I have had personal experience on this issue. It is a tell-all book. He talks about what has developed in the fight here in Texas to try to get this moving forward. Let's talk a little bit about some of the reasons, Daniel, why people would want to have independence. I think the first thing, when Boris Johnson talked about this, he came up with 8 points just a couple of weeks before the vote was going to be held. I did a report on it in the middle of May, and they had the vote on June 23rd for Brexit. And so he laid out 8 reasons, and his number one reason was economic. He talked about the imbalance in terms of money that was flowing from the UK to the EU and Brussels. And at the time, he was saying, well, we're sending them £350 million per week. And I worked out what was happening from Texas, and I worked it out as $1.5 billion per week that are flowing from us to Washington. And I think the same thing is happening with California. Both California and Texas have vibrant economies, and they could go it on their own from an economic standpoint, just like the UK can do it on their own without the European Union.
Oh, absolutely. You know, it's one of the honestly, one of the weakest opposition arguments that we hear about this is, you know, they say, well, what are we going to do without the, you know, all of this federal money that comes into Texas? And of course, the first thing that we have to tell people is we have to remind them is that every dollar that comes from the federal government back to Texas first came out of the pocket of a Texas taxpayer.
Right.
You know, when that study was conducted to look and get a definitive answer on how much Texas pays into the union versus how much we get out, on average, on the low end, we're looking at about $103 billion a year worth of overpayment. So, you know, what I talk about in the book and what I equate it to is it's the equivalent of having a Hurricane Harvey size event hit Texans every 9 months.
That's a good way to look at Washington, D.C., this destructive hurricane that's running through the country.
Yeah, I mean, it's, you know, but unfortunately, you have to put it in terms like that so people understand, yeah. You know, they're taking money from our pockets. And look, if you want a distillation of the reasons that I have seen over the last 22 years in talking to people and determining what is underlying their support for Texas independence, it boils down to this. At the end of the day, Texans are sick and tired of being governed by 180,000 pages of federal laws, rules, and regulations administered by 440 separate and unaccountable agencies and being governed by 2.5 million unelected bureaucrats. At the end of the day, Texans believe that the best people to govern Texas are Texans.
That's right. And you know, talking about the economics of this, as I said, that was 2 years ago. Mm-hmm. We talked a little bit more than 2 years ago. And I said, I calculated at the time to be $1.5 billion. Now you're talking about $2 billion per week. So it's escalating. It's not getting any better. It's getting worse at a rapid rate. And we talk about regulations. It's one of the things I said many times. You know, we had an American Revolution because they didn't want to be taxed without representation. And we just talked about the taxes here and how they're taking so much money from us. But it's also being regulated without representation, because as you just pointed out, these are unelected bureaucrats that are there permanently. And we have absolutely nothing to say about the fact that they are creating laws for us. And they don't even, we don't even have the presumption of innocence for many of these things. They call them rules. And they say, because they're rules, you don't have, when you violate them, they can immediately come after you and you have to prove that you're innocent. You don't even have due process. They treat us all like Brett Kavanaugh.
Oh, it's utterly ridiculous. And look, it's, if you want to look at an economic factor, You know, there's one study that I included in the book that came out of George Mason University. And what they studied was the effect of federal regulatory accumulation, where the federal government passes a regulation. You know, some bureaucrat yeah. gets a hair, you know, and they decide that they want to pass a regulation. Then they pass another on top of it, on and on. So they did this study, and from 1949 till the conclusion of the study, what they found was is that it has a massive negative impact. But to break that down per household, at the time the study concluded, the average median household income was a little bit north of $52,000 a year. And the study concluded that in the absence of that federal regulatory accumulation, the average household income would have been $330,000 a year. So, you know, you want to talk about a big economic motivator. Number one is, you know, right after we accomplished Texit, every single household is essentially looking at a 600% pay increase. That yeah. is the effect of federal regulation, and that is one of the major benefits of Texas reclaiming the right of self-government.
Yeah, and it's important to talk about the dollars and cents of that, because that's where people can basically quantify their liberty. Because having your own money that you've earned, being allowed to make the choice how you're going to spend that, that is a big part of that. But, of course, it's the other things that we see imposed on us by the federal government, things like the Obamacare mandate or the mandate to allow foreign citizens to send their children to us to be educated at our expense. It's the control of the border that is another important part of this. That was another thing that was in Boris Johnson's 8 points about why Brexit should happen. He said we could take back control of our borders, not just stop the regulations. And by the way, let me throw this in here, too. He said there's 2,500 new regulations coming out of Brussels. He said, I looked at this. I said, there's 80,000 pages of regulations coming out of Washington, D.C. We're not even close to that. But it would be control of our borders as well, wouldn't it?
Oh, absolutely. You know, I talk about in the book, numerous polls have shown that combined the issues of immigration to the border are the number one concerns for well over a decade for Texans. You know, when you look at the porous nature of the border or the bipolar nature of federal policy on immigration and their unwillingness to tackle this problem, you know, what Texans see is that right now we don't have a say in what is our most important concern. You know, it's if you want to, you know, go back to what you talked about, if you want to go back and look at some of the underlying factors, especially here in Texas and, you know, several of the other states, plus the independence movements in northern Mexico and even over to Europe, this idea of unlimited migration that is essentially fostered by a central government that we have very little say in is one of the main drivers. You saw it drive right. Brexit. You're going to see it drive Texas.
That's right. They do that in the name of multiculturalism, and yet they don't support multiculturalism. They're trying to destroy it. Europe is the best case of that. That rich tapestry of cultures they're trying to destroy and homogenize because they want to control the people there. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
We're bringing back one of the biggest fan favorite formulas we've ever offered with even better ingredients. Ultimate Bone Broth. InfoWars Life is proud to bring you a powerhouse bone broth formula to help push you to your limits. This incredible formula will help you get the most out of your workout with the power of ultra-high-quality bone broth, one of the most popular health trends on the planet. Built with more than 7 different superfoods and crucial compounds, Ultimate Bone Broth will help support your healthy muscles, digestion, tendons, and ligaments, while also supporting your body's fight against free radicals. This incredible chicken bone broth formula contains time-tested ingredients such as turmeric root, chaga mushroom, goji berry powder, bee pollen, and alfalfa herb powder to support your body. It's time to experience what Ultimate Bone Broth can do for you. Get a bottle of the all-new version of a fan favorite product today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars Life is bringing you a breakthrough in modern medicine. Introducing Pollen Block. We have found an extraordinary new, natural way to alleviate seasonal distress symptoms, including promoting clear nasal and sinus passageways, eye comfort, and respiratory function. In the 1960s, researchers in France noticed that people who ate certain quail eggs experienced less seasonal immune and inflammatory responses. They began studying this effect in published trials, and decades later, we now have the fruit of this research, a fast-acting, chewable tablet that helps alleviate seasonal distress symptoms. Pollen Block is natural and effective. It is not an antihistamine.
In fact, current research has found that it actually acts by blocking the activity of tryptase, which is an enzyme that amplifies immune and inflammatory responses in the body. Go outside and enjoy the air you breathe. Head to InfoWarsLife.com and grab a pack of our Pollen Block chewable tablets.
The Real Red Pill Plus, ladies and gentlemen. Our team is constantly on the lookout for newer and better ways to improve our products. That's why we're bringing you a brand new version of one of the newest fan favorite products, the Real Red Pill Plus. The Real Red Pill Plus is an all new version of the powerhouse pregnenolone product. It features the same great formula that supports your heart, brain, healthy aging process with an all new natural caffeine boost included. A powerful pregnenolone base, the Real Red Pill, has quickly become one of our fellow InfoWarriors' favorite products. Now, with an extra proprietary energy blend inside, including green tea extract, Irimante leaf extract, and more, you can get that extra pick-me-up while supporting your mind and body in a healthy way. Got all the great stuff that Real Red Pill has, but it's also got the boost in it. Get the Real Red Pill Plus at InfoWarsStore.com.
Do you realize that when you spread the links from InfoWars.com, when you spread the videos, you are changing the world? It's you that has defeated Hillary and the Glovelist. It is you, the InfoWarriors across the planet, that stood against the bullying, that stood against the peer pressure, that stood against the threats, that have now changed the world. And that's why you've been on the team, supporting us, praying for us, and spreading the word. You are the InfoWar. And now, because of their intensifying censorship, it's more important than ever that everyone go to InfoWars.com/newsletter and sign up via email, so there's no way the censors can get between us with critical videos, articles, breaking news, intel, you name it. And so now I ask you more than ever to share the InfoWars.com articles, to share the videos, to tell people about the local stations you're listening to. But the bare minimum you can do is sign up for the free newsletter at InfoWars.com/newsletter. We are the Renaissance, and we are winning.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
You may be right. I may be crazy. Oh, but it just may be a lunatic you're looking for. It's too late to find.
Welcome back. We're talking to Daniel Miller. He is president of the Texas Nationalist Movement. He's written a book. Texit. It's called Texit, Why and How Texas Will Leave the Union. And of course, a couple of days ago, I talked to the publisher of his book, David Thomas Roberts, who has Defiance Press. He gave us a story of how Jeff Bezos and Amazon are desperately trying to cover this up. And that brings us to another thing. I want to get in this segment. I want to talk to you, Daniel, about Project Fear aspect of this. Again, Project Fear was what the supporters of Brexit accused those who were saying, oh, you can't leave, the world's going to fall apart if you have self-governance in the UK. The United Kingdom can no longer be an independent nation. Well, you know, it wasn't that long ago that they surrendered their sovereignty to Brussels, and they're now in the process of trying to take that back. But it's been a while since any of the states in the United States have exercised their sovereignty. So that's a real psychological obstacle for us to overcome here. So let's talk about the Project Fear thing. But before we do, one more aspect, one of the 8 points that Boris Johnson was talking about in the middle of May, before the vote at the end of June 2 years ago, one of the things he was saying was we could take back control of our courts from the European court, which is out of control. And boy, is the Supreme Court and our federal judicial system out of control. We see this over and over again. To me, when we look at this Kavanaugh hearing, Daniel, and we see this, it really does illustrate the moral bankruptcy of Washington, D.C. And I don't mean by that all the soap opera about sex and booze. No, that's also there. But I'm talking about the fact that while we've got massive censorship happening on the internet, that's not even a topic to talk about with a Supreme Court justice. I have a right to a presumption of innocence and due process and privacy, not just these powerful people in Washington like Brett Kavanaugh. I think it's an outrage that they're coming against him, but it's even more outrageous that they're doing against all of us. And we don't have anybody even speaking up about that in Washington. They don't even care about that. They don't care about the surveillance state or taking away our presumption of innocence or search warrants or anything like that that is happening throughout our country. That is the real moral bankruptcy that's being revealed in these Supreme Court hearings. And that's what we really need to take power back away from Washington for.
Yeah, they, you know, we don't count in their book.
That's right.
You know, this whole thing has turned into, obviously, since you brought up Kavanaugh, it's turned into a massive sideshow about some kind of, you know, salacious accusations and a vociferous defense against them. His impassioned plea for his family. And what has been left off the table is how he ruled in various cases related to the Fourth Amendment, to NDAA, and, you know, how he was instrumental in construction of the Patriot Act when he was working for Bush. So, you know, these are things that are left off the table.
Isn't it convenient for them? They don't have to talk about that kind of stuff.
Right. I mean, you know,
so we all line up and say, that's right. He's a white male and you're unfairly attacking him for being a white male. So, yay. And yet he is going to stick the knife in our back when it comes to our individual liberties because he's already done it.
Well, look, I mean, the Supreme Court, regardless of its composition, has proven itself to be a travesty time and time again. So, you
how
know,
do we cut it off.
Yeah. And this is what it boils down to. You know, it's like when you look at these folks, especially the Project Fear folks, you know, you have to look at what their alternative is. And their alternative is to continue to do what's been done decade after decade, aka, you know, fix the federal government. And what we have seen is that it's a labor of Sisyphus. You know, Sisyphus was cursed to push a boulder up a steep hill and then for it to roll down to the bottom of the hill when he got near the top, only to start all over again. And that's essentially what it is. Look, the only alternatives to what we're talking about here in Texas, which is this reclamation of the right of self-government, are maintain the status quo or continue to do what has always been done and has absolutely never worked. So, you know, we're in a situation now where Texans are being forced increasingly to make choices, whether it's decisions made by the Congress, whether it's the addition of trillions of dollars of money to the national debt, you know, whether it's these heinous Supreme Court decisions or the crushing weight of the federal super state. Texans are by and large beginning to make this choice, and they're beginning to not only consider Texas, but they're beginning to wholeheartedly support it.
That's right. You said in the foreword to your book, you said, we have been reduced to shouting secede at every new federal grievance, and the opposition has been reduced to saying you can't do that. So let's talk about why we can do that. Let's talk about why Texit is not illegal and it's not unconstitutional.
Yeah, I love how every time this surfaces in the media, they drag out some third-rate adjunct professor from Bug Tussle Community College to, you know, try to shoot us down. And the fact of the matter is that all of their arguments fall flat, which is it really boils down to a handful. First off, they say it's unconstitutional, yet they can't point to any place in Article 1, Section 10 where states are forbidden from doing this. They can't point to any federal laws that are against it. Well, then they say, well, you know, the Civil War settled that. And it's like, well, obviously it didn't because we're talking about it. So then they throw up this Supreme Court decision, Texas versus White, which is one of the most ridiculous Supreme Court decisions that ever was handed down from the bench. But it's been subsequently in pieces and parts completely undermined. And it was not even popular at the time that it was rendered at the end of the Civil War. So, you know, when you take those particular arguments and you destroy them one by one, what you're left with is Texans looking at these folks who want to stay in the union, and asking, you know, turning the tables and saying, okay, look, if Texas were an independent nation right now, and the United States was courting us to join the union, would you vote to join the union? I can't find anybody who would. I can't find anyone who can make an adequate case. I mean, is it the $21 trillion worth of debt? Is it the fact that we wouldn't be able to govern ourselves anymore, or that the will of the Texas voters could be overturned at the stroke of a pen by some unelected federal bureaucrat? I mean, what is their selling point? They just don't have one.
Well, apparently, once you go to Washington, D.C., you become wiser than everybody else because the rest of us can't figure out how to run our lives, but they can figure out how to run it for us. And we talk about it, whether or not it's unconstitutional. You know, King George had something to say about the Declaration of Independence. He didn't think that was a legal document either. And so this country was founded on the right of self-governance and of secession. We seceded from the British. That's how we became a government. So let's talk about the fact that they would oppose us on this, because we know that they're going to do everything. We see what's happened in the aftermath of Brexit. They have played every political trick in the book to try to stop that from happening. What do you think would happen if we were to vote to leave the Union, or if California were to vote to do that?
Yeah, I mean, it's an interesting and fascinating exercise to walk through that and actually talk about it a good bit in the book, because there's some, you know, you've got all these apocalyptic scenarios people love to run. You know, it's time for Civil War, the sequel, you know, America Harder, or, you know, something along those lines. And what I do is I take each of those and I break down what it would look like if that were the case, and why those apocalyptic scenarios are improbable. So, you know, what we find out here is we're in a situation in our relationship to the federal government that if 26 million Texans make the decision that they want to reclaim the right of self-government, from a political, economic, and social standpoint, the United States would be very hard-pressed to do much about it other than to negotiate. Especially given the fact that Texas on its own would be the 9th or 10th largest economy in the world. The refineries that we have here, you know, how many Fortune 500 companies are headquartered here in Texas. You know, at the end of the day, the negotiating table is going to be the best case scenario. And so I actually talk about in the book why, you know, it would be very improbable that the United States would sanction us. And even if they did, so what? I mean, you know, I'll give you something that's anecdotal. One of our legislative coordinator was working the halls of Austin during the last legislative session, and wound up in a meeting with the head of the Paris Chamber of Commerce in France. And when he began to explain what it is that we were doing there, he said, "This is great. France is absolutely going to want to trade with an independent Texas." And that's the reception that we see around the world. Much like the Brexit argument where the EU says, look, you're going to be closed off and tariffed in a market of 500 million people. The UK, at least the Brexiteers are saying, hey, that's not a problem. We've got, you know, nearly 6.5 billion other people that we can trade with around the world that won't be jerks like the folks in the European Union. So, you know, the fact of the matter is that Texas can go execute its own trade agreements that fit our economy and our people according to what our priorities are.
That's right. You're absolutely right. Of course, the British, as I said, they have a recent memory of self-government apart from Brussels, but we don't have that recent memory of self-governance apart from Washington, D.C. That's one thing that we're going to have to take back, is the understanding of how that worked. Fascinating discussion, a great book, I highly recommend it, Texas, Why and How Texas Will Leave the Union. Thank you for joining us, Daniel Miller.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality from InfoWarsStore.com.
X2, we were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying. And they said, oh, we want more money, and oh, this and that. And so I've broken my contract. And right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. It literally is so pure that if you put it in a peaker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gases like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's this purple gas. I mean, that is so pure, it just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down, and I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done, I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week. And so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2. And we've got a good supply of it. It'll be gone in a couple months. X2, if you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com right now.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Let's make government small enough to fit in the Constitution. It's The Real News with your host, David Knight.
Welcome back. That was a fascinating discussion with Daniel Miller, the author of Texit, Why and How Texas Will Leave the Union. And again, he's talking about how this will probably play out like some kind of a negotiation like we see happening in Brexit. Hopefully that will be the case. But you need to understand that we are coming up to what I believe is a cycle in history, as Strauss and Howe talked about it, the fourth turning. I think a lot of people have seen this kind of pattern happening, not just them. They went back and they analyzed this going back 500 years in history, saying that about every 80 years, you have a massive political and social change. And we are in the middle of one right now, I believe. As the survivor of the two people who wrote the book Strauss and Howe, Neil Strauss is still alive. He believes that it began in the 2008 global recession and that it will be concluded about 2029. Well, 2030 is the time frame that you see over and over again put out by the globalists for when they're going to have their new society completed. So they believe that there's going to be a reordering of society. They want it to be done on their terms. We want to make sure that it's done on our terms. And that's why I want you, the public, to understand what they understand about the cycle of history. You need to pay attention to that. You need to understand that we are in a very, very important time right now. We're going to come out of this a very different country in 12 years. We're going to either be under the jackboot of tyranny, stomping us in the face, or we're going to get greater freedom. And you better be aware that we're in this kind of a situation. Now, as we look at the past situations with this, what was the previous fourth turning? Well, that was the Great Depression and World War II. Prior to that, we had the Civil War. Prior to that, it was the American Revolution. And they go back and forth, all the way back 500 years in British and American history. And now, of course, everything has turned global. So these cycles are global as well. That's one of the reasons why you're seeing people push back. It's not just the fact that people realize that globalism has failed, but we've gotten to the point where people are ready to do something about it. And the question is, what's going to happen? This is why the globalists are very concerned about what they call the precariat. They understand that a lot of people are going to be losing their jobs because they're going to be replaced by automation. We're looking at 40 to 50% unemployment across almost every industry. And that unemployment is not just going to be at the bottom of each of these industries. It's going to be from the bottom to the top. People like doctors, lawyers, even Indian chiefs, even the politicians. They're talking about replacing with artificial intelligence. And as I said before, that would be something of an improvement because instead of merely being artificial, they would maybe be artificially intelligent. We haven't seen any intelligence in our politicians for a long time, just artificiality. But we're going to see massive disruptions in society, and frequently that happens, that results in violence. I hope it doesn't, but we need to understand that there's going to be a reordering of society one way or the other, whether it's done peacefully or whether it's done violently. You know, I think it's interesting when we go back and we look at this report, we should put this report up on the BitChute channel. That's where we archive things now. The report I had back in May 16, 2016, talking about Brexit and Texit, because that was, as I said, about, about 5 weeks before they had the vote in the UK. And Boris Johnson at the time was laying out eight reasons. Number one, the massive amount of money, as you just heard, that was flowing from the UK to Brussels, or that is flowing from Texas or California into Washington, D.C. It's a net loss. The fact you could take control of your own borders, the fact that you could take back your democracy by not having all these massive regulations imposed on you all the time. Control of trade. We're going to talk about that when we come back. What just happened with NAFTA? Also, the fact that we would control our courts and our laws. Look at what is being done with judicial activism, with the federal judges. That is the real scandal of the Kavanaugh hearing. The fact that none of these important issues are even on the table. Or the fact that the federal government is the one that is continually trying to drag us into these global governance agreements. Stay with us.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Get back to soap opera. And it is a scandal, and we should be concerned about the political agenda, the dishonesty of these people. But as I said when I was talking to Daniel Miller about his book, Texit, I said the real scandal is that they're not talking about our loss of the presumption of innocence. They're not talking about our loss of having to have a search warrant to look through our private papers or to put their hands on us whenever we travel, everywhere we go. That's the real scandal. The fact that our individual liberty is not even on the agenda, folks. That's one of the reasons why we need to leave Washington. It is a threat to our God-given rights, and it doesn't look like we're going to be able to alter it. We need to exit it, and that's why I think it's very important for us to understand that this is a global reaction to centralization of government that hasn't worked. And as everything is becoming more and more centralized, even the internet is becoming centralized with control from a few powerful oligarchs in California, Silicon Valley. We need to not only create our own structures on the internet, but we need to rethink our own political structures so that we have better means to protect our individual liberties. How is this going to happen, you might ask? Is this something that is realistic? Well, it may happen as we saw this fourth turning, this change, this geopolitical reorganization. That may happen in the same way that we saw it happen the last time it happened, the Great Depression, which was followed by World War II. It was a global depression. And as Neil Strauss, the surviving author of the book The Fourth Turning by Strauss and Howe, said, he believes that this has already begun with the financial meltdown in 2008. Things are far worse now. People are far more leveraged now than they were back in 2008. So here we are 10 years later, and it is a much bigger balloon that can burst. And the question is it about to burst? We've had a very long bull market in the stock market, and it is very troubling to me to see the Federal Reserve. Again, that's another reason. That's another one of the eight reasons to get out of Washington, D.C.'s clutches. One of the biggest reasons, the Federal Reserve, the way that they manipulate our economy, putting the brakes on and then pulling out the pin to burst the bubble that they created. They created this bubble just like they created the one that they burst in 2007, 2008. And the way that they burst it then was to raise interest rates a quarter every quarter, a quarter of a point every quarter. That's exactly what they did, and they're doing it again after they already inflated this bubble to three times the size that it was before. Now they are following the same policy. They began doing it as soon as President Trump was elected because he can't be allowed to succeed. Can't see somebody who's going to deregulate and cut taxes. That can't be allowed to happen. We can't have the kind of economic growth that China is allowed to have. Just like we can't have this kind of coal power plants that they have in China. And I don't want the dirty kinds of coal power plants that they have in China. But we're not allowed to have clean coal power plants here because Obama is going to shut that down, he told us. And Hillary Clinton. They'll bankrupt you. Or you're just not going to be allowed to have that. They will control the economy. That's why they are out of control. And so we look at what is happening here globally. Are we headed for a global recession? Here's some of the headlines from today. Hong Kong home prices fell for the first time in 29 months. Okay, well, that's not in your own backyard, right? So that's okay. Two-thirds of economists see a recession by the end of 2020. Vancouver, okay, that's also not in America, but it's getting pretty close. Vancouver, home sales crashed 44% as the inventory of homes for sale soar. In September, we have seen U.S. auto sales plunge. Now, they're trying to say that this is not anything to worry about because they were exceptionally good last September because we had a hurricane that took out a lot of automobiles. And I know that was the case. Had a lot, had, I don't know what the number was, but it was phenomenal, the number of vehicles that were flooded in the wake of that hurricane that we had a year ago. But, of course, we've had a hurricane this year as well. And nevertheless, you see Ford down 11%, Nissan down 12%, Toyota down 10%, Volkswagen down 4.8%, GM down 11%. Most of the major automobile companies are down 10 to 12%, the only exception being Chrysler, which rose 15%. I guess they sold two more cars. Haven't been doing too well. They're the only ones that are going up in terms of a percentage. But that's over a much smaller base. The ones that are the biggest sellers in terms of GM, Toyota, Ford, and so forth, they are down by 10 to 12%. Is that an indication that things are? It's just multiple indications. As one Nobel Prize-winning economist, Robert Shiller, says, this bull market run has echoes of the late 1920s. He's not saying 2007, 2008. He's talking about the late 1920s. I'm not going to get into all the details as to why he says that. But one piece of good news is, as Fortune magazine pointed out a few days ago, under the fog of the Kavanaugh hearings, the House passes a $3.8 trillion tax cut. Well, that's good, except that it's not accompanied by any spending cuts. And so what we're doing is we're creating an even bigger bubble to burst. But that's okay, because we've got the federal government just to print money, right? That's what I think is going to be the cusp of how this begins to play out. Yes, the federal government is going to do everything that they can, everything in their power, to try to stop anybody from getting their independence from them. However, their power is going to be greatly diminished once this all comes crashing down. And the strength of the petrodollar as the world's reserve currency is being overplayed right now in multiple ways. As I reported over the last week, we have the European Union now working, as the BRICS have done in the past. Of course, the BRICS are Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. They've got their own problems, but in the past, they have tried to come up with structures in competition to the U.S. dollar. Will that be a cryptocurrency? Will they underscore their currencies with gold? And now we have the European Union saying that because of the Iranian sanctions and because of promised sanctions against individual companies, if they trade with Iran, that are being put out by the U.S. government, threatening European corporations who have very large contracts, the European Union is now saying that they're going to set up a separate, and they're in the process of doing that and about to release that. Essentially setting up a shell institution that would allow these companies to sell their products to this third party. The third party then, that's going to be controlled by the European Union, would then pass those products along to Iran, protecting these European corporations from any legal liability imposed on them by the U.S. government. So we start to see the weaponization of the petrodollar turning out to be its ultimate demise. If we lose the reserve currency status, then that severely hampers the power of the federal government. They are sowing the seeds of their own destruction. And so the question is, are they going to be the institution that after President Trump leaves is going to drag us into a world government? That is when the fight is going to happen. And I think it's going to happen sometime in the next 12 years. President Trump is going to be out of office, and that's when things are going to really get tough, really get tough. They've tried to exercise global authority over us with the Paris Climate Accord, because that's really what that was about. That was not about saving the planet. Even the environmentalists who believe in man-made global warming said this is not about that. If it's about a global change in pollution and CO2 or whatever it is, or their unicorn farts, whatever it is that they're trying to contain, it wasn't going to do anything about that. They were going to allow the biggest polluters, India and China, to continue to grow and to create the dirtiest power plants on Earth without any limitation for about another decade. And then they would put a cap on it, and they would gradually reduce it. But they were going to reduce it to the U.S. and to Europe immediately. It was about transferring economic power from one area to another. That's what it was really about. And it was about creating a global governance. That's why they have to have this global problem, so they can have a global tax and a global government. We'll be right back. Stay with us.
Just like our information is game-changing, our products are game-changing. And Survival Shield X2 is the pure iodine. No one else has this from deep earth crystals between 7,000 and 12,000 feet. It's very hard for me to get into the good halogen. But instead, they hammer you with the bad halogens, fluoride, chlorine, bromine, that literally fog you, fill all your cells, your thyroid, you name it. BioTrue Selenium goes with it like a horse and carriage. Selenium is an electrochemical. It's needed as well in all activity in the body, particularly neurons. So these go incredibly well together. We have a combo of those. Just experience it for yourself. Why do you think they fear me so much? Very simple stuff. Filter your water. Yeah, I find myself selling water filters. Best out there for the price. When I say it's the last run, I think it'll be 6 months a year until we get more. I hope we get more. This is the last run, it looks like. Survival Shield X2 at InfoWarsStore.com or InfoWarsLife.com or 888-253-3139.
Words cannot describe how big the stakes are for the future of humanity right now. InfoWars is being openly targeted by the Democratic Party, leftist CIA operatives, the corrupt Justice Department, and the entire Soros crime syndicate. People say, why would you start a fight with them? Because they were already dominating and running America into the ground. And I knew we had no future if we didn't do this. So we've already had incredible success. But if you will simply realize how epic this is and understand how real this fight is and why we've been made the main target, and if you financially support us and if you spread the word about our articles and videos, InfoWars.com, we won't just continue to stand up against these brutal scumbags. We'll win. We have huge sales at InfoWarsStore.com right now. And we're still able to operate the shopping cart and get stuff shipped out to you, despite the fact they're trying to block our commerce and your right to the market. But if you don't stand up and support us financially, Soros and globalists may win. This is InfoWars Darkest Hour. We need your support. I'm counting on you.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
We are kept afloat only by your loyal patronage, and that's why we need you to go to the site now. If you're not in the market for one of our greatest nutraceuticals, please consider a contribution, $25, $50, $100, $250, or even $500 would be a godsend to our important work here to beat back the globalists and to destroy their campaign of censorship. in which they want to strangle our First Amendment rights.
Hey, how would you like to take InfoWars with you wherever you go? Well, now you can do just that with the new official InfoWars app. And here's the best part. It is absolutely free. At the Apple Store and Google Play, you can join the InfoWar today. Check it out right now at InfoWars.com/app.
It's the InfoWars official app. Taken on the globalist at point blank range. And with your help spreading it, and with your help downloading it, we are unstoppable.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. We're going to get back to the Kavanaugh stuff here in just a moment. But before we do, quite frankly, I am sick of it. I think it is Washington at its worst. I am sick and tired of the blind partisanship of both sides, ignoring fundamental issues that need to be addressed, things that the Supreme Court has stolen from us, that the federal government has stolen from us under the guise of the Supreme Court. So all that's being ignored, and that makes me very angry. But of course, then there's the Democrats with their double standards and their identity politics and their hypocrisy and their virtue signaling. And there is a political dimension to this to be exploited in terms of pushing back against that kind of politics. But the greater issues are being ignored in all this. We'll talk about some of their liberal privilege and this hypocrisy. And we're going to expose some of that here in just a moment. But before we do, before we leave this whole idea of sovereignty and of moving back against the push towards consolidation around the globe. I've talked about this many times. When we look at the Trans-Pacific Partnership, when we look at the Transatlantic Partnership, this is hearkening back to Zbigniew Brzezinski and the idea that he was going to create these three different, the trilateral commission that he set up and so forth. He talked about this as well as the technocratic tyranny of the technocratic elite. He saw all this coming and wrote about it. It's out there. I mean, they didn't try to hide it. They put their plan out there. You ought to read it sometime or listen to what we have to say here at InfoWars. We've talked about this for a long time. And they nearly pulled it off until President Trump got in the way. But President Trump is not going to be there forever. What's going to happen when President Trump leaves? You know, he's got two more years or maybe another 6 years if he gets reelected and survives the term. Then what? You think any of the people that are there around him are going to continue to push back against this globalism, against the consolidation that's there? It's been very difficult for him to get anything done. I don't see a movement that is coalescing around him because we don't really understand what the threats are, and we're not really addressing the key threats, just like the Supreme Court confirmation hearing. The real threat to us is not the fact that Brett Kavanaugh lost the presumption of innocence, but the fact that you and I lost it about, 17 years ago? In the Patriot Act and all the rest of the stuff that's followed since then? And it actually goes back beyond that. And now they are training our kids to be slaves in the schools. We'll talk about, I hope we have time to get to the fact that they're using facial recognition now at some of the schools. They've got a pilot program. This corporation has put it together. They're offering it out there, guess what? For free, just like Google was free, just like Facebook was free. They always put the control technologies out there. They roll them out for free. I wonder who'd be funding those technologies for them. Would that be the Pentagon? Would that be DARPA? Like they did with these internet people? Well, they've got this free technology, and they've even got an acronym, SAFR. Oh, how do they pronounce that? Safer. You can be safer. Just give up your freedom. Give up your privacy. Give up your identity. We'll put you in our biometric database so we can track you everywhere you go. That's going to be so great. Let's put that in our schools because we'll keep our kids safer. And we can train them to live in a world where they will be monitored everywhere they go. And they'll be trained from the very beginning, starting in kindergarten. They'll be trained as slaves. Here's your little collar. You're nothing but cattle to these people who want to control you. So get used to it. Start them in kindergarten. That's how you really affect this. You know, you got to catch these kids young to get the right attitude. Because it's too late for somebody as old as I am. I'm not going to be your slave. But let's talk about what's going on with NAFTA. As one conservative organization, NTK Network, points out, it's strange but true. Schumer says that Trump deserves praise for his new trade deal. Well, guess what? He was getting praise from Bloomberg. He was getting praise from the Wall Street Journal. Does that make you suspicious? It makes me suspicious. The devil is in the details. And as I said when I was talking to Daniel Miller about Texit, I said, I said this on day one, and I've got an article here from New American where they thought the same thing. So from day one, I said, we have seen this 11th hour deal that has been put through with Justin Trudeau. He threw the Canadians under the bus to try to get a deal at the last minute because a thing that must be saved is this sovereignty-destroying court and these other issues. They got to keep the trilateral nature of it, and they have to keep that court that is supranational, above us, that elevates corporations to the level of the states that are there. That must be preserved at all costs. So what we have done is we've left on this bargaining table our sovereignty. But that's okay because you've got 30 pieces of silver. I hope you enjoy those as you're spending them. And I hope you enjoy that pat on the back from Chuck Schumer and the Wall Street Journal and the rest of the people in Wall Street. They're so happy. Bloomberg is so happy about this. Reason says, is the newly named USMCA the trade deal that will replace NAFTA? Is that a historic transaction? They say no. They say there's slightly over $1 trillion in trade between the U.S., Mexico, and Canada. The U.S. economy alone generates about $20 trillion in goods and services. Now, I'm not saying that we shouldn't change this deal, because I've talked many times about how as soon as NAFTA was changed, we had a rough parity between the U.S. and Mexico. Some years, we would have a $2 or $3 billion surplus with them. Some years, we would have a $2 or $3 billion deficit with them. It never got more than $5 billion one way or the other. But as soon as NAFTA was passed, we immediately went to a $17 trillion deficit with Mexico. It has never gotten any smaller than $17 trillion. It has grown in some cases up to over $70 trillion. And that has been the net result, the loss of jobs, the loss of money to Mexico. So, yeah, it was a bad deal, and something needed to be done about it. But there is something else besides the dollars and cents. It is also the sovereignty that is very important. As Reason goes on to say, the agreement opens up part of Canada's dairy market to American milk producers. It forces Mexico to pay higher wages to people in automobile factories. The biggest effects will probably be felt in the auto industry, where the USMCA has strong potential to, as one writer puts it, to warp automakers' supply chains and increase prices. But the deal also gives U.S. drug companies. It's a handout. Not that we've heard all this stuff about the dairy farmers. Well, that's good. I like dairy farmers. I don't like big drug companies, though. And the U.S. drug companies are going to get 2 extra years in Canada before the generics can compete against name brands. So the Canadians will be paying more for their dairy products. The Canadians will be paying more for the drugs that they get. But it's okay because Justin Trudeau has pulled in a win for the globalist. He has kept this trilateral sovereignty-destroying deal alive, and he will throw the Canadians under the bus to do it. There are also 60-plus pages of new intellectual property rules, including an agreement to extend Canada's copyright terms from 50 years after the death of an author to 70 years, which is currently what's happening in the United States. Again, a push for big interest here in the United States. But we got something out of it that's very important. We renamed it. And we got to be the first name in the new name. It's the USMCA. United States, then Mexico, then Canada. They got at the end of this because he took so long to get in. So he got his name put at the end of it. We'll be right back and we'll talk to you about what the sovereignty aspect of this is. Stay with us.
Nourish a probiotic-friendly environment in your gut with prebiotic fiber by InfoWars Life. Help the good bacteria thrive and support overall digestive health with our specially formulated prebiotic fiber, a mixture of clinically studied and organic acacia, fruit, and flax fiber. Prebiotic fiber is soluble fiber that ferments in the gut to help feed good bacteria, which helps you digest food, absorb nutrients, and even support your immune system. InfoWars Life's cutting-edge formula only brings you the highest quality, organic, and clinically studied ingredients. Cheap prebiotic fibers are used up only at the beginning of the colon, but our premium organic acacia fiber is slowly digested by the good bacteria throughout the entire colon for maximum prebiotic effect. Head to InfoWarsLife.com or call 1-888-253-3139.
InfoWars Life is launching its newest product. We're really, really proud of it. It's a best source prebiotic fiber. And it's got the very best concentrated fibers from berries and fruits and other compounds that have been known to be the very best for your body and for regularity and so much more. And it synergistically works with our 50 billion live active culture Floralife, as well as MycoZX that targets the yeast, the mold, and the funguses in the gut. So this is the time to take advantage of getting this new incredible fiber product and these other products. You get them separately or together and make really, really big savings and get high-quality products at the same time. And I'm doing this to introduce these products to you. Bodies sold out in a month. Strongest concentrated turmeric formula we could come up with. It sold out for another month and a half. We sold it at 50% off till it sold out. And I think it's going to be the same way with this fiber. Get yours today, InfoWarsLife.com.
We all know the importance of fish oils. While we are sure to provide them for ourselves, it's just as important to make sure your kids get their EPA and DHA too. Honor Roll is a powerful DHA fish oil formula for your child. Built from the ground up to support your child's development, this formula uses wild anchovy fish oil, ultra-purified krill oil, and wild salmon fish oil with vitamins to boost your child's mind and body. With this fish oil formula, you can support your child's optimal heart, joint, cognitive, and brain health while providing DHA, which has been shown to be essential for your child's brain growth spurts. Built on powerful ingredients with 580 milligrams of high DHA omega-3s, this formula is highly refined to eliminate nearly all heavy metals. If you're looking for a formula to help your child grow, look no further. Try Honor Roll. From InfoWars Life at InfoWarsStore.com.
Years ago, InfoWars Life created the powerful MycoZX formula to help you combat internal yeast. As the years went on and more toxins were pumped into the environment, our team knew we had to create a bigger and better formula to help support your gut health. MycoZX Plus is the result of the search for that formula, a unique natural formula designed to support the body's natural cleansing of yeast and fungal organisms. There's no better product to help your body fight back. MycoZX Plus helps support a healthy microbial balance in the body, supports your digestive tract, and addresses the intestinal yeast that can cause you problems if it goes unchecked. Powered by an impressive list of ingredients, including grapefruit seed extract, Pal-Darco bark, and grapeseed extract, our formula is fueled by ingredients that stood the test of time as powerful micro-balancing properties. Pick up a bottle of the new and improved MycoZX Plus today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight. Waging information warfare against pushers of fake news. You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
Welcome back. I want to talk a little bit about what's happening with NAFTA. Again, that was an important thing. We've seen Schumer and all the rest of the people saying, that's it, Trump has delivered on a promise. Yay, Trump. Schumer cheering that. Wall Street cheering that. What they're really telling you is, don't worry, he's fixed everything. Now, let's don't pay any attention to what happened with NAFTA and what's going to happen in the future. Let's move on. Let's leave it basically as the way it is, and that's basically what has changed. This is fundamentally, folks, a head fake. It really is. You can rename it. You can put America's name at the first. So we have a United States-Mexico-Canada agreement. I guess if the Canadians had come in early, that could have been the CUMA, instead of the USMCA. Sounds like a club where you go to work out. Nevertheless, we now have America First, and gone from the name, as Breitbart points out, is the aspect of free trade. We don't call it free trade. It's an agreement. And part of the agreement is that we're going to give extended intellectual property rights to the big drug companies. We're going to give extended property rights on all copyrights to the people who own, you know, it's about a handful of corporations that own everything. And so we're going to tell them, you can own everything for another 20 years before you turn it into public domain. And, of course, that will be used not only for rapacious profits, but also be used as a tool for censorship. Because that is going to be the way that they're going to exert censorship, is through alleged private ownership of everything, through copyright. So that was a very important thing to get put in there as well. And then, of course, Justin Trudeau threw his dairy farmers under the bus to preserve what I'm going to show you is the fundamental thing that regardless of all the name changes, regardless of everything else, regardless even of the sunset clause that is in this, the thing that had to be preserved. I'm going to give that to you in just a moment. The other thing that they're talking about quite a bit is the difference in auto manufacturing. Previous to this, under NAFTA, if you wanted to qualify for zero tariffs, you had to have at least 62.5% content manufactured in North America. Now, that could be in either of the three countries, Canada, the U.S., or Mexico. Now that has been raised to 75%. There is a sunset clause. One of the crucial flaws, says Breitbart, of NAFTA was that it was built around the idea that it would remain in place forever. Well, why did they do that? Well, because it wasn't just a trade agreement. It was to take away our sovereignty. It was a stepping stone. First, they began with free trade zones, as we saw in Europe. And then that gradually goes into a political consolidation. Once they politically consolidate North American free trade agreement into a North American Union, then they can combine us with the European Union, because that's how they got to the European Union. They began with a trade agreement, a trade zone, and then they consolidated it with political agreements, with currency, and so forth. And there's already been talk about this. Already been talk about how they were going to create a North American Union, how they were going to have a common border that was going to be patrolled by our own Homeland Security, a border around the three countries, Canada, Mexico, and the United States. Nevertheless, they didn't have a sunset clause on that because the whole purpose of this was to destroy our sovereignty. It wasn't ever really a trade agreement. And so when we go in and we rearrange the trading chairs, what we're doing is really rearranging the deck chairs on this Titanic that is headed for a sovereignty-destroying iceberg. I'll tell you why in just a minute. Of course, the sunset clause will be exercised in 16 years unless it's renewed. So they can renew it indefinitely. It's just a formality. Every 6 years, the three countries will meet and they'll renegotiate the agreement and then they'll extend it another 16 years out into the future or whatever. So it's just a formality at this point. So they're pretending that it is not permanent, but it will be permanent. And then we get to the real issue, the core, the tariff dispute resolution. Trump administration officials sought to pare back the trade policy resolution mechanism in NAFTA that gave Canada and Mexico outsized power in complaints when one or more of the three countries complained that a tariff violated the trade agreement. In the end, however, the U.S. agreed to keep the old rules largely intact, and that is the core issue, folks. It is not simply the fact that the three countries could get together and negotiate and decide what this is going to be and the loss of sovereignty there. No, this is elevating corporations to the same level as the companies, allowing the corporations to enter into arbitration with the three countries and impose solutions on that in terms of an arbitration process. That is a key part of the sovereignty destruction. The New American hit it on the head. I pointed this out as soon as I saw this agreement. They went into it in much more detail. As they write, last Friday, the Liberal Toronto Star first leaked about the coming finesse. The dispute resolution impasse, they said, over Chapter 19 in the original NAFTA could be finessed. And it was. Wall Street Journal, then confirmed that the U.S. could fold in order to keep Canada in the deal by noting that, quote, there are still many ways to finesse deadlines and processes to work Canada into the deal before NAFTA 2.0 ultimately takes effect. So you have the Toronto Star, liberal. You have the Wall Street Journal, who is for open, they're for open trade. The same policies that have been eating our economy like a cancer, the same policies that we elected President Trump to stop. But, of course, I understand that it's not simply equalizing trade. It is this other issue, the elephant in the room, the 800-pound gorilla, whatever you want to call it, is the sovereignty issue. And it is this Chapter 19 that creates this supranational organization to rule us. And, of course, the Wall Street Journal and the Toronto Star were saying it could be finessed. As they point out, just before midnight, another writer at the Wall Street Journal wrote that Trump's demand to eliminate Chapter 19 altogether from the USMCA disappeared entirely under pressure from those who wanted to keep it. And this was also reported by Justin Trudeau, saying, well, you know what, really had to keep that thing there, so yeah. Sorry about that, dairy farmers in Canada and people that want to get cheaper drugs. We're going to throw all you people under the bus because we got to keep that Chapter 19 thing. Merriam-Webster, they say, defines finesse, because we see that used multiple times by these people, talking about how this was played out, as a skillful handling of a situation, an adroit maneuvering. And as they say, you could have added an utter collapse of previous non-negotiable demands that were covered up with pronouncements to the contrary in order to get a deal done. The Wall Street Journal noted in its coverage early Monday morning, the U.S. compromised by dropping its demands to scrap the original treaty's Chapter 19 provisions, creating the special NAFTA courts, allowing member states to challenge trade restrictions imposed by the others, and corporations as well. This was no compromise. It was an utter collapse, writes the New American, a treacherous sellout of precious sovereignty in order to keep Canada in NAFTA 2.0, in order to keep a trilateral institution. Why do we want a multinational, multilateral, trilateral institution? We don't. We want to deal with people on a one-on-one basis, a bilateral basis. The Wall Street Journal's writers, covering the finesse of American interests in favor of supporting globalism, tried to handle the collapse by saying that Trump officials argued such courts infringed American sovereignty. But Canada sees these supranational courts, defined in Chapter 19, that essentially allow unelected bureaucrats to bypass America's Constitution. They see that, Wall Street Journal, all these globalists, and Trudeau, as vital to protecting its industries against what officials consider to be frequent improper tariffs imposed by the U.S. That's the treachery, giving up essential constitutional guarantees with long-term negative implications for national sovereignty in order to cut a deal with socialists in Canada, Mexico, and the supporters inside the Trump administration who want to push a global community instead of sovereign nations. That's the one that they pulled over on us. And you better understand what's behind it. All right, when we come back, we'll take a look at this sorry Kavanaugh soap opera. Let's hope that this ends soon. We'll be right back.
It's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality. Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Whether you're looking to boost the benefits of our fish oil formula or just want an alternative, InfoWars Life has the formula for you. Ultimate Krill Oil is a powerhouse formula that takes advantages of the EPA, DHA, and omega-3s found in our high-quality, ultra-pure krill oil concentrate. Containing powerful antioxidants such as astaxanthin and omega-3s, Ultimate Krill Oil can help you experience the benefits of fish oil with less required DHA and EPA. This incredible formula can help your body in many ways, including supporting heart health, joint health, and cognitive health, aiding in regulating fat metabolism, helping to maintain cognitive function, and more. And while other krill oil formulas may chemically modify their formulas, we're giving you the benefits of a simple formula that contains unmodified, high-quality krill oil concentrate. Paired with our Ultimate Fish Oil or used separately, it's time to see what krill oil can do for you with Ultimate Krill Oil, now available at InfoWarsStore.com.
X2, we were selling it for about 3 years, and then they found out how big it was and how much we were buying. And they said, oh, we want more money, and oh, this and that. And so I've broken my contract. And right now we can't get more of this proprietary ingredient that goes in X2. It literally is so pure that if you put it in a pinker dish on top of a 90-degree hot plate, it gases like I Dream of Jeannie, and it's just purple gas. I mean, that is so pure, it just goes right into your body when you take it. We're working on trying to get other suppliers right now, but I bought a huge amount of it, ordered it 6 months ago, so I get the price down, and I said, if you don't lower it, I'm done, I'm breaking the contract. Well, I broke the contract last week. And so this is potentially the last run. In fact, right now it is the last run of Survival Shield X2. And we've got a good supply of it. It'll be gone in a couple months. X2, if you haven't experienced it, InfoWarsStore.com. If you have experienced it, you know how great it is. I suggest you stock up on it. It's available right now for a limited time. InfoWarsStore.com right now.
We all know that the outside toxins in the water is a serious health issue. InfoWars is proud to sell incredible filters, but it's almost impossible to keep up with every faucet, shower, and sink in your home. That's why we're bringing you something to provide clean water for your whole house with one system. The ProPure Whole House Water Filtration System is an advanced, four-stage, compact filtration system that will provide water filtration for your entire home, removing 220-plus contaminants from your water. It's compact in size, easy to install and maintain, and keeps fluoride and other dangerous toxins out of your water supply and away from you and your family. With its broad-spectrum contaminant reduction, you'll only need this one filter for clean and refreshing water all over your home. Head to InfoWarsStore.com, and whether it's your first water filtration purchase or you're looking to replace your current rundown systems, it's time to go big and go home with the Pro Pure Whole House Filtration System today.
You're listening to Real News with David Knight.
The latest updates to the Kavanaugh soap opera being played out in the Senate, because they have nothing better to do. They're not concerned about our presumption of innocence as they play around with the Supreme Court appointment. They don't care about the Constitution being violated for us. I do care about the fact that the Democrats have shown a double standard, as I said, virtue signaling, the hypocrisy that's there, the identity politics that are there. The fact that liberals have privileges that the rest of us don't. And, of course, they can be as racist or sexist as they wish as long as they're liberals. And, of course, they can use any kind of alcohol or drugs or engage in any kind of sexual behavior they want. And it's just fine for the liberals. So that double standard has to be exposed. And that's a very important thing to come out of this. But there are many other important issues, like the role of the Supreme Court. And does the Constitution even have any effect anymore in Washington? That could have been discussed, but of course that's not going to be discussed now. We'll talk about a little bit of that in just a moment, as well as the updates to this shameful process that we're seeing play out here. Before we do, real quickly, I want to tell you about some of the products that we sell at InfoWarsStore.com that support this program and InfoWars and support your health. Listeners of this program can get a 15% discount off of the large gravity feed water filtration system by ProPure. That's the ProPure King. Save 15% off. Just use the code REALNEWS at checkout. It's a great way to make sure that you always have fresh water. You never know what has found its way into your water, and you don't want to wait until you have seen long-term health effects for your family. Whether that's some kind of a chemical spill in the groundwater that the government doesn't know about, or even if they know about it, they don't tell you about it for 6 or 7 years, as I've covered recently. We've seen stories like that. Or if it's the government themselves not monitoring the healthiness of the water, not knowing that they've got lead in the water, as we saw in Flint, Michigan. Or maybe they're just dumping toxic chemicals into it directly themselves. Nevertheless, you can take care of this yourself. Take control of your health and the health of your family. Get 15% off the ProPure King Gravity Feed water filtration system, so you don't need to have, I emphasize Gravity Feed, so that you know you can use it when there are emergency situations like we've seen with the hurricanes. 15% off the code REALNEWS. Also, we have BrainForce Plus, 40% off. Secret 12, our vitamin B12 formula. You can get the same effect that you get with B12 injections, but you don't have to have the painful injections. That Secret 12, vitamin B12, 40% off. Also, Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. Make sure you get it before it's gone. We're on our last run of Survival Shield X2 Nascent Iodine. All right, let's talk about the double standard that they have. You know, I played for you earlier in the program. We had President Trump saying, look, everybody that's out here, they've all had issues. They've had problems with alcohol and so forth. And, you know, President Trump is very sensitive to that. He doesn't drink because his brother was destroyed by alcoholism. You know, alcohol remains the most addictive drug we have. It is equivalent, as many people who study addiction have said, it is equivalent to heroin. But we don't prohibit it anymore because we ran that experiment and we found that it didn't help. That creating organized crime gangs that shot each other on the streets, creating a prohibition regime that corrupted law enforcement and the courts, that didn't work. At least at that time, we had some respect for the Constitution and we created an 18th Amendment, because under the 9th and 10th Amendment, there is no authority to prohibit anything, and they recognize that. So they prohibited alcohol with an amendment. But it remains one of our most dangerous drugs, and President Trump was right to talk about that. And then he kind of joked and he said, you can find something on anybody here, except probably Pence. If you find something on him, that would be a shock. And everybody laughed. Well, let's look at this. We got Obama. Remember when he was running? He said, I used drugs, I drank in high school. Let's go back to November of 2007, reported by CBS News. Obama said, I will confess to you, I was kind of a goof-off in high school, as my mom reminded me. You know, I made some bad decisions that I've actually written about. You know, got into drinking. I experimented with drugs, said Obama. There was a whole stretch of time I didn't really apply myself a lot. It wasn't until I got out of high school and went to college that I started realizing, man, I wasted a lot of time getting wasted. That is far worse. His confessions are far worse than any of the accusations against Brett Kavanaugh. But we got to take Brett Kavanaugh off because he doesn't have the temperament to be a Supreme Court judge. Did Obama have the temperament to be a president? Well, frankly, I didn't think so. I didn't vote for him. But the people who supported him and still support him think so. Double standard, isn't it? And he wrote about it in his memoirs. This is what he said in his memoirs. He said, junkie, pothead, that's where I'd been headed. The final fatal role of the young would-be black man, he wrote. Obama wrote, mostly smoked marijuana and drank alcohol, but occasionally I'd snort cocaine when I could afford it. Obama wrote that drugs were a way that he could, quote, push questions of who I was out of my mind, something that could flatten out the landscape of my heart and blur the edges of my memory. Ooh, well, you know, maybe Christine Ford has blurred the edges of her memory with some some of the stuff that was written about in her yearbook, but of course we're not allowed to see. Stephen Breyer, former Supreme Court justice, had confessed that he was arrested for underage drinking. This is done by amgreatness.com. They pointed this out, that he talked about in an NPR interview in 2015. Stephen Breyer said that he used to like to go to this place when he was 18. The drinking age was 21. He said they'd give you a glass of wine. You'd sit there and listen to opera singers from the San Francisco Opera, and you'd have a glass of wine. But the police apparently raided the opera restaurant. What is this? An episode of Frasier or something? It's okay because, you know, he and his brother are sitting there having wine and listening to opera. So we'll give Stephen Breyer a pass on this. We'll give Obama a pass on it, even though he describes himself as a pothead junkie wannabe. It's okay. It's okay. So Breyer says the police apparently raided the opera restaurant and arrested everybody in sight who looked under 21. And there we were. But they didn't proceed any further with it, and they sort of wiped out the arrest record. And then, of course, we got Ruth Bader Ginsburg, or as I call her, Darth Vader Ginsburg. She fell asleep during Obama's State of the Union, and some people said, was it the alcohol? Was there? We don't know. Was she tipsy or just senile? We don't know. But, of course, Beto, the guy they love, Beto, and I loved it yesterday. The Politico was talking about something in his past when he was 19 years old, sexist comments that he made when he was writing a review, and of course they put it in there, he wrote under the byline Robert O'Rourke. Of course he did, because that's his name. His name is not Beto. He started going by the name Beto when he wanted to get into politics. That's when he decided that he would present himself to the voters as if he were Hispanic. He is a trans-Hispanic. The guy is as phony as Rachel DeLisle. The woman who colored her skin and put her hair in cornrows so she could pass herself off as black and actually did and got into the NAACP until they found out what she was. Why aren't Hispanics angry about the cultural appropriation and the lies of Beto? But, of course, this is another guy who was a drinker, heavy drinker. He was actually arrested for drunk driving. He took it one step further. He got drunk and he drove, and he got arrested for it. And he also got arrested for burglary. But I guess that is something that he can put on his resume because, you know, if you're going to be a Democrat socialist, it helps if you've got some experience stealing stuff from people. And the Democrats are just fine with that with Beto. MSNBC's Andrea Mitchell asks if the FBI should investigate whether Kavanaugh was rude to senators. So these people, you can do drunk driving arrests, you can have burglary arrests, you can be a confessed pothead or, you know, coke addict or whatever. You get arrested for underage drinking, no problem. But don't be rude to the senators. It's alleged that he threw ice at somebody. Oh, let's do something about that. And then we talk about how they get a pass on everything. This Georgetown University professor who's out there saying, let's kill the white guys, castrate their corpses, and feed them to swine. Yes. And so then Georgetown, this wonderful university that is right there in the center of Washington, D.C., where all these parents evidently don't have any problem with their kids, whether it's Brett Kavanaugh's Georgetown Prep or whether it's the public school that Christine Ford went to. They don't have any problem with them talking about their underage drinking parties or wild parties at their parents' house, the sex parties and everything. They let them put that in the yearbook. The teachers are fine with it. The parents put in the ads to pay for the yearbook. And then Georgetown University says, yeah, we got a university professor who says, kill the white guys, cut off their testicles and feed them to the pigs. Yeah, we're fine with that. We support freedom of speech. You really do? That's the first time in a long time I've heard any of these liberal universities say they support freedom of speech. That kind of freedom of speech. Of course, that's not hateful, right?
Alex Jones here with an extremely exciting announcement that will be a gift to yourself and a gift to the info war to fight the globalists and live in a free society. Several years ago, I set out with top formulators in the U.S. to create the strongest, most concentrated, over-the-top stamina, libido, workout, brain formula that is safe. I know from using this myself the last few months and from seeing my friends and family use it that this new product is going to end up being the number one best-selling product at InfoWarsLife.com because it works so well. This is a gift you want to give yourself, and then rest assured you're funding the InfoWar, so it's a total, absolute, sure win, no lose equation. Try Alpha Power, exclusively available at InfoWarsLife.com for yourself. Ladies and gentlemen, it's non-GMO. It's for your brain. It's for sports. It's for activities, and it's made in the USA. Get your Alpha Power today at InfoWarsLife.com. Everybody needs to try Alpha Power today.
Stress is a natural part of life.
Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happies is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happies can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happies can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happies helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happies from InfoWarsStore.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.